You know what it's time for? It's time to make Jews mad. Get jacked, get fash, get active. Get fash, yeah?
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not gonna take this anymore!
Oh, fucking Slash.
Anybody that wants to put order into the world, anybody that's got a brain that wants to put order into the world has got to stumble upon Hitler. Because Hitler started putting order into the world.
Psychodrill is based as fuck.
Victory! Warrior is here!
psycho drill is based as fuck.
Guten Morgen. Wir are back. At this time, no home is denied.
Fucking put the land in the spade of ice. A land that belongs in the full of blood. Hope for a fire, for a foot of snow. All has been wasted by the friends we know. The past was treated as barren. John runs through the night. Get down, man, he's waiting. Hearts on fire.
Debunk my flyers and I'll stop being a Nazi. Debunk my flyers and I'll stop being a Nazi.
Are you a Jew or a Jew butt-lugger?
Stop being a Nazi.
Don't put up with the goddamn kikes.
Yeah! You me both. You and me both.
I know what I like, and that's white, white, white. I know what I'm like, and that's white, white, white. I like, and that's quite right, right?
Told us the operatives have been instructed to ensure that the explosives went off at a point that was high enough to prevent people trapped above from escaping.
That the explosives went off at a point that was high enough to prevent people trapped above from escaping.
Thank you. tomorrow belongs to me.
Hello, and welcome to the Full Anglo-Saxon Breakfast Show with me, your mate, Psycho Driller. How's it going, chat? You doing well? That was a short music. Usually you play for 7 hours before you start talking. There's no particular format to this show, so get used to it. How's it going? Who are we going to say hello to first? We might as well say hello to these good folk in the FTJ crew. Where's the FTJ crew? I'll tell you where they are. They're hiding. There they are. They're on my screen right now. I might as well bring up the other chat as well while I do this. There's that one. There you go. We've got Modern Viking. How's it going, mate? You doing well? Chain Reactions there as well. Fucking Early Doors crew in the FTJ. I guess you were both listening to the based stream of a Night Nation review that ended 15 minutes. Like, Nick, if you're listening, man, can you just try and stretch it out for another 15 minutes? Like, so there's a nice smooth segue between the two instead of like people having to go and find other platforms and that like this. What the fuck is going on? Anyway, I mean, look, who am I to tell you what to do? Just another retard on the internet, really. Anyway, good to see you in the FTJ crew. How's it going on in the White Pilled crew? We got a number of people. We got Messenger said hello. He was chatting to the other White Pilled crew as well. I think all the hiccups that were happening with White Pilled have been fixed. So I'm hoping to hear the most extreme streamer streaming on Fridays. Even though there's no Nazi nightclub this Friday, I demand to be able to listen to a based rock and watch based visuals whilst I'm attending to that which I have to do on Friday night instead of the Nazi nightclub. Anyway, look, anti-gov, I'm not telling you what to do, but like I'm kind of making a massive request that if you don't, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'll just probably play some of my own music and probably download something off of a, what's it? The link's in the description. It should be. If it isn't, have a word with me. But it's for lfgcrew.org, where you can find all your favorite audio, your favorite streams turned into an audio format. And you'll find some of my stuff as well for some mad reason. Anyway, let's say hello to, I was going to say hello to the White Pill crew, wasn't I? Who have we got in the White Pill crew? We've got Chain Reaction double dipping so far. I think he's going to go for the magic three. He's going to fucking hat trick it for the rest of the night. I don't know, rest of the morning, rest of his night, rest of my morning. Anyway, so where are we? We've got Chain Reaction, we've got Lithuanian Cross. I'd be fucking livid too. How are you doing, Lithuanian Cross? You doing okay, mate? Has spring sprung where you are? I imagine like you have quite harsh winters where you are. I've never been to Lithuania, but I've met a few. I don't want to talk about it. Anyway, good to see that. We got Messenger as well. He was chatting to Anti-Gov on the old fucking ham radio and that. What's the frequency, Kenneth? He's like, my name's not Kenneth. All right. Name that band, though, eh? Eh? Name that band. Go on, name it. You got three chances. Anyway, you don't have to. I've got some weird competition going on in my head, man, in my fucking head. Anyway, can we just ignore them for today? All right, we will do that. So I think that's everybody covered in the White Pill crew. Speaking of White Pilled, they've revamped, the homepage of White Pilled's pretty base right now, mate. It's a lot tidier and that. And, if you want to be a streamer, or if you've got stuff that you want to upload to a platform that's not Jewish, and you want to support a network for the white folks, White Pilled, streaming has slashed its fees. It's now totally White Pill network based, funded. It's now being able to stand up on its own two feet. And that means they've slashed the prices to $4 a month or $40 a year. Now that's what you call competitive. And look, What I've decided after all the other shit that's gone on in my life, I've decided that I'm a bridge builder now. I'm not very good at engineering, but right now I'm bridge building, and it's all about building the network, and we're all on the networks. So you can upstream, you can upload and stream to FTJ for like 50 quid a year or $5 a month. You can now upload and stream to Whitepilled for $40 a year or something like that. You'll have to check it out yourself. And you can also now, or you could stream and upload to other platforms which are owned by Jews and will grass you up to your government for being white. The choice is yours, chat. The choice is yours. If you're a base streamer, if you're a content creator, in the Freedom Solutions 101 group, like, Bigot mentioned that there's the golden one. I've watched a couple of his videos. He's quite a dashing looking fella, actually. He's got the D'Artagnan. He's got the Nordic D'Artagnan look to him. If he's a guy that I remember, and like he posted something like, "Oh, I've been struggling for 6 years. I've been kicked off of Twitter, and I got kicked off of YouTube, and I'm grateful to be back there now." And I'm like, "You're grateful to be given solace by the enemy, who are going to fuck you over anyway." Yeah. And there are other platforms out there that you can earn on. And all of these big hitters, I don't even like baseball. We call it rounders round here. Rounders is for girls, mate. Rounders is for girls. It's the most boring game in the world, apart from cricket. Fuck off with your cricket as well. Time for tea, for fuck's sake. The only good thing about cricket was doing the scoreboard. Like, it meant that when I was at school, I used to do the scoreboard. Like, my mate used to do the book, you know what I mean? And I'd go and do the scoreboard. Because then you got tea and cakes during the break. You know what I mean? It's good fun. Doing the scoreboard, playing it and watching it, boring as fuck, mate. Boring as fuck. Like, when I rule the world, sports ain't going to be anywhere near as important as they think they are, as they think it is now. And the thing is, if you're going to be in the national team, you've got to be fucking born there. If you're going to be in the fucking the town's team, you've got to be fucking born there, mate. None of this like, I was born in Doncaster, but I'm now playing for fucking Arsenal. No, mate. No, it don't work like that. And you've got to be white as well. You've got to be white. No niggers in English football. No, it's just simple. It's just simple. Actually, like, fucking, I was going to say hello to somebody. Who was it? The GTV crew. How's it going, GTV crew? What are you doing? You're sitting there waiting for me to say hello. Because don't be such an ignorant fucking bastard. I'm not trying to be ignorant. I'm just kind of like... Don't be me. There's only room on God's green earth for one uber retarded Rhodesian, and I think it might be me. Anyway, make way for the more based people. Like, really, we need to start a real campaign. And the Bigot replied, and he's like, "Yeah, but Gaz, the thing is, like, all of these other platforms. I mean, the most normie friendly one, yeah, it's got to be FTJ. Like, you look at that, you're like, yeah, this is cool. And then you scroll down, and then it's all my shit, which has got swastikas on it and everything. I don't think I'm a good look for any. I really don't. I think that's what's... You want me to be? You got Nazis on your platform, mate? Yeah. No, Nazis is a slur. Not anymore, mate. Not any fucking more. Nazis not the slur you think it is, mate. You know what I mean? Fucking hell. If the niggers are allowed to take nigger back and say, when we call each other nigger, it's honourable. How come we're not allowed to say, okay, well, fucking Nazis, I'm using that. No, that's Mr. Nazi to you. Anyway, so Nazi. I'll be as Nazi as I like, mate. Yeah. They fooled the white man into thinking that other people's feelings matter. So much so that every white man would, it's just not nice. Don't you want to be nice? No, I'd rather be Nazi than nice. There's nothing nice about a Nazi. Nazi, there's loads of nice things about the Nazi. But nice, as my teacher, my English teacher, used to kick off when you're doing compositions and that. Comprehension. I used to love comprehension. Anyway, comprehension, it helps you comprehend what's going on. But what they were doing was installing the miscomprehension. I miscomprehended everything that was going on in my life for years. For years, I was like, yeah, so I don't get it. What's the matter with communism? Dickhead. What a dickhead. What a fucking dickhead. Well, it's because they confused me. They're doing it now. They're doing it now. Like, I found this video. I'm going to show it to you in a bit. The thing is, everybody looks like a Jew to me now. I'm like, oh, for fuck's sake. Have I been oversaturated with, like, fucking... I've got pattern recognition upon pattern recognition. It was like when I was trying to... mate, the first time I started growing weed, don't grow weed. It's not good for you. Unless you're going to make paper. You can actually, I've done some work last year... rendering a straw bale house with hemp mix. Now that's fucking brilliant. It breathes, it's in super insulation, and it's super strong as well. I don't know if it's bulletproof or not. We don't have guns where we are. You know what I mean? You have to test that one out over your way. Anyway, so what was I talking about? I don't even know what I was talking about. No, lost it. Let's say hello to some people. We've got TomTom 123. 123 TomTom. Fucking hell. That's old school. All of those people, all of those, TomTom, does anybody actually buy separate sat navs now? Or is it, do you just use your phone? You know what I mean? I like using a map. I like that. What page are we on now, mate? Everybody's like that. What do you mean? You use Joogle. I'm like, fuck Joogle, mate. Fuck that, mate. That fucking, I got skills in that. You know what I mean? I've got eyes, finger, book. Brilliant. But like TomTom's fucked, mate. Anyway, how's it going, TomTom? You doing well, mate? We've also got Halo Waffen. Fucking, that's one of the most, I never enjoyed that game. Anyway, we've also got Hungarian Watcher. He's on the border right now. Where is the border? Turkey and I don't even, look, you'll have to teach me some of that European geography. I know it's way over. So, It's in the east. I know what I like, and it's eastern men living in the fucking east, man. Fucking stay in your own fucking continental drift. Continental drift. Fucking hell. It's like surfing on geography, I guess. Continental drift. They're full of shit, aren't they, man? They teach us so much bullshit, man. And then we have to, yeah, I was confused, wasn't I? Socialism, that's what I was talking about. They confused me. The reason why I didn't understand what's wrong with, because they told me Nazis were socialist, but first they taught me that communism was socialism. So I'm like, so it's all the same fucking thing then, is it? You know what I mean? And even though it was hidden in plain sight. I mean, Jeffrey Archer, man, he wrote loads of books about what the Jews did. And they fucking Cain and Abel. Cain and Abel's all about the Jew taking over fucking America, mate. Now I think about it. No wonder they put him in prison. He was like, no, you're telling too much of the truth, man. Cain and fucking Abel. You know what I mean? One in the chat if you know what I'm talking about, two in the chat if you're like, no, you're totally fucking wrong, mate. Like, fucking Jeffrey Archer was just another midget who was put forward as some kind of fucking talented fucker. They do that everywhere now. Look at Tom Cruise, innit? You know what I mean? Anyway, let's say hello to... fuck. Ash in your mouth. Oof. Yeah. Fucking hell, it's worse than the cinnamon challenge. Like, ash in your mouth. Fucking hell. Cinderella. Sounds disgusting. Anyway, let's move on. Shit, XOXO. Batshit XOXO. Is that an old cheat? Is that an old cheat on PlayStation 1? Because they didn't have, you'd have to type in batshit. I don't know. Fucking hell. Long time since I gave up gaming. Too much of the word gay in the word ming. Gay ming. Yeah, it is minging. Don't be gay. It's minging. It's minging and gay. Gay is minging. Ugh. Why would you want to play in the foul waste area? It's disgusting. It must be Jewish. Anyway, let's move on. So we've got, and also there's Mr. Foss there. He came in early and called me a nigger for some reason. I hope I haven't upset you, Mr. Foss. Don't do that again, please. Not unless you want me to build a plane and come and fucking find you. I tell you what, turn your Google location on, mate. I'll come and find you, call me a nigger again. Fucking hell. I wouldn't do that to you, unless I'm really, really pissed off. You gotta be really pissed off to call a white man a nigger. You really have to. You have to, man. That's fighting talk. It's fucking fight. What did you call? Don't call me a popper or a nigger, mate. And I'm kind of getting, I'm like, okay, you can call me a cunt. Yeah, you can call me a cunt. I'd rather be a cunt than a nigger or a puff. Ugh. Neither of them. Put together, the worst thing on the planet, I guess. Anyway, what we're talking about, saying that was the viewers, Good to see you. Good to see the viewers. Moderators. There's nothing moderate. Moderator. You try to moderate this. You can't moderate insanity, mate. It's like fucking, I heard this, I was listening to the radio the other day, mate. So the latest propaganda as to why there's no money in England is because the youngsters, they're saying the youngsters are skivers. The youngsters are skivers and don't want to work. Tell me something. What, a teenager doesn't want to fucking work because he's been taught all his life you don't have to? Black teenagers? They were interviewing people, and guess what? Yes, it was all women phoning in. Yes, 50-year-old women. Why is everybody like, I've just been diagnosed with autism. I've just been diagnosed with autism. I've just been diagnosed with autism. They're trying to make, oh, you bunch of bastards, mate. You fucking bunch of bastards. Really, really, like fucking, it's like that. Oh, mate, if I wore a fucking armband that said autistic there, yeah, and I wore a swastika there, well, and like one day I'm wearing an autistic there, like, yeah, fucking, they'd be like that. Oh, isn't he special? Oh, give him a big, just put a big fed, like big, see, my mouth just turned autistic. I suddenly became, he's not very communicative. No wonder they don't want to talk to us. I wouldn't want to talk to you too. Like, you jabbed your baby with fucking toxins. It knows you fucked it up. And he's like that. Well, for some reason, he doesn't want to talk to us now. No, you bastards. You fucking supposed to look after me. Wait until I come back, like fucking beyond the Thunderdome, mate. Fucking, you seen the Thunderdome? I'll tell you, man. Yeah. What was that character's name with the midget on his on his back? Oh, come on, let's get him. Anyway. What was I talking about? Yeah. We got a disclaimer. There's nothing moderate about this. There's absolutely nothing moderate about this. Okay. I'm going to have to put, where's the Joe Nazis? I've lost the Joe Nazis, man. Hold on. Have a look at this. Just for a second while I look. Dun. Joe Nazi, you're gonna watch another episode on Thursday. And if you don't know what it's about, we'll give you a shout and you can learn about the first Aryan homeschooled Joe Nazi. Anyway, I found my glass. Anyway, we'll talk about Joe Nazi. Fucking well. Check out Movie Day. I've titled last week's one, Master Blaster. Thank you, Master Blaster. Modern Viking is what he's talking about. Modern Master Blaster. Yes, mate. Yeah. Fucking when I come back, if I choose to come back, this time you better recognize me, man. Anyway, what's this? Jesus biting his nails. That's not funny. That might be blasphemy and heresy. Man, you put me down here with this sense of humor. Don't blame. What do you mean you gave me a choice? Choice? I didn't choose for that to be funny, mate. Anyway. So we got a disclaimer here. Like fucking speaking of comedy and that. Thanks. Thank you. Anyway, whatever, where are we? Like, okay, so I'm just going to have to expand it like this, bang, like that. Okay, now, the content presented in this stream and or video may be satirical in nature for entertainment purposes. It may contain realistic scenarios that may include themes of racism, anti-Semitism, anti-LGBT sentiment, and even elements such as death threats, all purely in the context of parody. In addition, this content may depict or refer to acts of violence in a satirical manner. Shock factor is a common and deliberate element used in these displays to emphasize the satirical message. By continuing to view this content, you acknowledge that you understand the satirical nature of this content, including the depiction of violence and the use of shock factor, and agree that you will not use or interpret this content outside of its intended context. Please remember that humor and satire are complex and they are not intended to belittle or demean, but to engage and challenge social norms through exaggeration. So don't be a fucking nigger about it, all right? That's basically what that's saying. That's basically what it's saying. Anyway. So that's the reason why there are no moderators, mate. No moderator. There's nothing moderate about my sense of humour, mate. It's totally extreme because of what these bastards have done to me, mate. We should, they sold us turds as gilded lilies. You know what I mean? That's all Hollywood films are about is like fucking do drugs and rent women. Rent women, do drugs, rent and abuse women and whatever you do, don't have a family. And niggas are cool. Niggas are cool. No. Can we all stop watching Hollywood now, please? So moving on. We've got some bass people in the VIP lounge. I did notice. He came in early. He's like that, mate. Mr. Uncle Semite. Have you given up doing lurker lounging now? Like, he's like, that fucking no, mate. No, I'm going to come in and say hello to all of you. Fuck it. He's decided we're worthy of communication. And that's a privilege. That's an honour and a privilege. It's always good to see you, Mr. Uncle Semite. But we're starting from Mr. Chain Reaction. I told you, mate, fucking three's the charm. Three's the charm. How's it going, Chain Reaction? You doing all right? We've got Aussie Hope. We've got Evil Nuclear Dad. We've even got Bear Waffen. We've got Just Ignore Me. I totally will. And we've also got the good lady Ginger Snap. We've also got Soundboard Waffen, Einsatz Gruppen. Sounds like I might have to refresh the page on the soundboard. Or he did say, look, man, I'm setting up a new device tonight, so I'm going to fuck off for a couple of days. I'll be back in a bit. I did mute one because somebody started playing the Jew tune whilst I'm playing fucking Ian fucking Stewart. I'm like, that's not Soundboard Waffen. You're muted, mate. Anyway, if it was you, maybe he was just testing his new device. Device? I'm all about devicing. Don't be viced. Stay out of the vices, mate. Stay out of the vices. Did you not see what happened to what's-his-name's wife in fucking The Walking Dead, or was it The Return of the Walking Dead? Not The Walking Dead, The Evil Dead, The Evil Dead 2, something like that. A geezer who fucking chained a chainsaw to his hands like that. Didn't he end up travelling in time in that? Fucking weird films. Anyway, very Jewish, I guess, very Jewish. Why would you want to put... Anyway, fucking die. Hey, you're a bastard, you're a bitch. Something like that. But way less satanic than The Exorcist. That should be banned. That was a disgusting film, mate. That's pedophilia and everything. It's just disgusting. I can't believe. I watched that way too young as well. I watched that way too young. Like fucking, I watched way too many films way too fucking young. Ruined. This is what maybe this is why now. This is why. Why? I don't know why. I'll find out when I get up there. Get up there. You can fuck off, mate. You're going straight back. Anyway, I don't know what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is saying hello to the rest of the... Did I say it? No, how far did we get? We got to Just Ignore Me and Ginger Snap and then Hines. And now we've got also Dora Lumin. How's it going, Dora Lumin? There's Mr. Uncle Semite. How's it going, Mr. Uncle Semite? We got Sir Sleep No More and we got Sir Pepe NS. We got French news coming up next. I've already got it sorted. Cause I'm always saying like, yeah, Pepe, I'll talk about it. And I never fucking do. And then while I'm at work during the rest of the day, I'm like, oh, fucking hell, man. I forgot to do that. I'll do it this time. I'll do it next time. And next time never fucking comes. Do not put off today. Do not put off till tomorrow that which can be done today. So take your country back today. White man, do it now. Do it now. Fucking hell. No, don't. This coffee's too strong. That's my excuse and I'm gonna stick to it. We've also got Anonymous 88 and we've got Sir Big Phil and Sir Temulin 88. Mate, That's massive record numbers for this time of the day. I don't choose to do it because I want to. I choose to do it because it's essential. Yeah, I'm not the pleasant fucker. I'm the pleasant fucker's mate. And I'm only being pleasant because the pleasant fucker's late. All right? Yeah? Until such a time that the real streamers, the ones who've actually got value to give you, they need a production team. They need producers. This is what we need. Hello, white man. Whilst you're complaining about the Jews being in control of everything, instead of doing that, you could set up your own fucking networks. You know what I mean? The first ever white power talent agent I can't wait. Anyway, I think we've got a tune coming up now from our mate Big Phil. He's here. I did tell him it would be the second hour of the show, but no, it's going to be the first hour of the show. I don't know what it's like. I did tell him it better be up to the standard that he did last time. Where is it? It's in Telegram, mate. It's in Telegram, like fucking hell. So, okay. Wait, where's it going? What's happened to, my screen's going all weird. No, don't do this to me. Telegram, you fucking weirdo. No. Where is he? See, I've got to leave some groups because I had the message there and I backed out of it, didn't I? I backed out of it. And now 30 million different groups have just posted something in the last 10 minutes. And now I've got to scroll. Where the fuck can I do it this way? No, oh, for fuck. Let's do it this way. Show more. Where is he? Show more. There he is. Ferret is. Right. Okay. So this is called Eternal Bastions of Iron Will. And this is a preview to an album that is being put together by our good mate, Sir Big Phil. And there are people who will watch this stream and they'll go, I don't get it. And that's because they're brown and niggers and they don't fucking get what I'm about, because they never will, because they've never been as white as me. They never can be. They never will be. They could try breeding the nigger out of them, but deep down, they will always be a fucking nigger. But without further ado, I'm going to introduce this new tune by Big Phil to you. Eternal Bastions of Iron Will. This is better be good, Phil.
I stare at the ruins where the statues once stood. History echoes there, misunderstood, but in my soul, the fire burns bright. For the land I cherish, I'll stand and fucking fight. From Mount Back's heart, where the wild winds start, to USA's core, we play our part. We're claiming our soul, no shadows in sight. Proud Boys and Patriot Front, they'll bring the light. Generational identity, by the range flow, nationalist rally cry.
Oh, Hitler.
Let a pride show, we shield the relics from the hand that they pile. Patriots march on through every trial, no compromise. We forge in the flame, every nation's soul, we strike our claim. With the thunder rolling through the night, worldwide legions hear our call. One iron will rule, never fall. Fuck the system, fuck their games.
Snag it up, the system up, all of it, woo, well now. Snag it up, the system up, all of it, woo, well now.
Right side rising, we defend our past. From Melbourne to Memphis, our spirits cast. Antifa trembles, they can't withstand. We'll fight for heritage hand in hand. Right side rising, we defend our past. From Melbourne to Memphis, our spirits cast. Antifa trembles, they can't withstand. We'll fight for heritage hand in hand. From Finland Frost, where the brave are born, to Fritz's plains, where the flags are worn. Nordic resistance cast upon stand, breaking the chains with a firm fucking hand. Against the tides that seek to erase our history's legacy, we'll always embrace. London to Leipzig, we stand so proud. British Nations Party, AFD in the crowd. Golden doors wrap, box in Spain. National France rule, we break the chains. Sweden Democrat rise.
Austria,
Freedom Party strikes, no apology from coast to cliffs. Our banners fly, every chain alive. We'll fucking defy with a storm that cracks the silent night. Unyielding force, we bring the fucking fight. No fucking mercy. White side rising, we defend our past. From Melbourne to Memphis, our spirits cast. Antifa trembles, they can't withstand. We'll fight for heritage hand in hand. Right side rising, we defend our past. From Melbourne to Memphis, our spirits cast. Antifa trembles, they can't withstand. We'll fight for heritage hand in hand.
Australian nationalists unbowed, we'll never fade. Stand together, global force, our victories fucking made. From Perth to Brisbane, we carve our name. Every fucking inch will take our claim. No chains can hold this feral might. We're the thunder rolling through the fucking night. Worldwide legions, hear our call. One iron will never fall. Fuck the system, fuck their games. Our eternal fire burns through the flames. With the NSM, NSN, EAM, fucking legends, mate. Proud of our shit, defending Oz, our nationalist fate. From coast to out back we rise, we rule, we reign. Every Aussie patriot, pampering fire in their veins. Across the globe, our brothers stand, no bastard can divide. From Sydney to the world, rising, we defend our past. From Melbourne to Memphis, our spirits cast. Antifa trembles, they can't withstand. We'll fight for heritage hand in hand. Right side rising, we defend our past. From Melbourne to Memphis, our spirits cast. Antifa trembles, they can't withstand. We'll fight for heritage hand in hand. Right side rising, we defend our past. From Sydney to Stockholm, our spirits bust. Stand your ground, hold the line tight. Our heritage, our history shining fucking bright.
Not bad, not bad, not bad at all, mate. Not bad at all. But Phil, that intro fucked, mate. Fucked. Trim that off. Like, yeah. This is why we need white power talent agents. We need white power producers, because the key to a good music mix is your producer. And Phil, you're good at production. But you're slack on cutting what needs to be cut out. You know what I mean? This is what this is about, mate. It's about fucking, I like your style, mate, but you've got to learn, you've got to be more disciplined in cutting the words out, mate. Because like fucking, once you're in there, I know it's your warm up. You're just getting in, but just pull the fucking warm up out, mate. You need a fucking producer. Cause when it comes to creating, when you're creating your own music, you listening to the final product is not what you need. You need someone else who's going to listen to the final product, because someone else, they're going to hear the best parts of it. You know what I mean? Anyway, I like your style, Phil. I like your style. That's fucking, it was all on point, right? Fucking probably about the first 4 minutes, the first 12 bars or whatever you call it, mate. I wish I could produce, mate. I'd be like, okay, like fucking just choppity chop, chop, chop. That's good. That's shit, mate. Get rid of that. That's banging. Just put it together. That's what we need. We need way more of that, man. And then like we need to fucking buy and sell off of each other. I'm going to buy your music, mate. I'm going to buy your t-shirts. I'm going to buy your fucking but the Jews done that. They've got everything now. Well, grow the fuck up and do it yourself, you fucking weirdos. I'm not talking to you there, Phil. I'm talking to the general populace. There are so many, I know there's so many businessmen out there who know the fucking score, who should be fucking stepping up and doing something about it. I mean, come on. Play the fucking white man. You know what I mean? Anyway, Phil, thank you very much for that. I enjoyed that. I did enjoy that a lot. Life's full of you ups and downs. Modern Viking. Don't be a nigger. Yeah. There you go. Anyway. Thank you very much for, that's an exclusive. We're not sharing it. It's a work in progress, isn't it, Phil? Yeah. I have a diploma, but my voice I hate. It's not, I don't care about you. Fuck. Oh, I've got a certificate that says I'm quite good at this. Shut the fuck up, mate. You don't need a diploma. What you need is a producer. So someone who can fucking just turn around, who you respect enough to turn around to you and say, no, we're not using that. No, we're not having that bit. We're not having that bit. Like, just you've got to find someone that you can trust. I've got a feeling you're already talking to a particular Hibernian dude who I think is an amazing producer from what he's done just on his own, mate. Yeah. You need to collab. I know you're working on it, mate. But you really need to collab a lot more. And get your production done. Get your production done by someone else. You'll be fucking, it'll be amazing, mate. It'll be amazing. You're just one step away from, you'll be better than, well, you're good at what you do, Phil, is what I'm trying to say. You don't need to tell me that you got a certificate. Oh, I've got a sticky foot. What you got a sticky foot for? I've got a sticky foot for first aid. I've got a sticky foot for driving a telehandler. Well, maybe you do need that, yeah. I've got a sticky foot. I haven't got a sticky foot for fucking driving my digger, though, mate. Nah, fucking hell, I nearly tipped that over. No canopy on it or anything. I'm like that. Okay, right. And then I'm going to... Before I do any more trenching, I think I need to watch some videos and that. I don't know. Anyway, I dug one trench and I'm like, oh, that tree root's right in the way. I'm not ruining my chainsaw chain fucking... I've done that once already. Mind you, chainsaw chains, they're not as expensive as you might expect. Anyway, fucking hell. Anyway, what we're doing? We're saying, like, look, we got some French news coming up now, mate. Got some French news coming up now from our good friend, Sir Pepe. Hey, Pepe, there's this geezer. If you go on the front page of GTV, there's someone who's uploading all of this geezer's audio. It's all in French, though. It's all in French. Well, he is French, but like fucking what? I can't even remember what his name is. But he's a based dude. How do you say it in French? Dude. Oh, there you go. See, bilingual, mate. Il est un bon dude. There you go. He's a good lad. Garçon. Is that there's boy? What's French for lad? Yeah. You're right, lads. You're right, geez. Anyway, fucking, what are we doing? We're gonna have what's this called? A refugee Afghan sentenced to 2 years in prison. I should read the headlines before I start. I'm like, no, okay, we're gonna talk about the French today. Poor bastards. The French got really screwed over, man. That's out of order. Well, I've read that one. I'm not reading it to you. That's horrific. Dirty, dirty, filthy fucking... I'm trying to keep this family friendly, but white family pride or white family power, like this should ignite something, but not insight. It's not insight. It's ignite. Ignite to knowing that you have to, you can't... Just fucking don't send your women and children out without any men around them. White men. Because guess what? They're going to go out and there's going to be loads of nigger men around them. So we've got, this is from what's it called again? I can never remember the name of this. C News. It's the online magazine for whites. It's the French version of the Noticer, but it's a lot harsher with its language. It's more real than the Australian Noticer is kind of like sort of normie whispering esque, yeah. But this is proper like fucking Gaulish, like fucking. No, they say the French are rude and that. No, they just say it how it is. Very much like Geordies. Are the French basically the continental version of Geordies? Nah. I know they've got a mad sense of humour. The French have, but you have to really you might have to study it. Like Marcel Marceau. Like nah. There's other French comedy that's way better. I can't think of any right now. Anyway, but this isn't funny. This is not funny, though. This isn't funny. So what we have here is a headline from this based, the French version of the Noticer. I'm gonna make it. I'm not gonna read that disgusting. It's horrible. It's horrible. So a refugee from Afghanistan was sentenced to 2 years in prison for forcing a 6-year-old to do unspeakable things. So that's the headline. So thanks to OTAN, the Afghan rapists arrived directly in Europe to rape the children. No one knows why European politicians are importing hundreds of thousands of Afghan paedophiles. One Afghan applicant was sentenced to 2 years and 10 months in prison for abusing a 6-year-old boy in a reception center for refugees in Germany. Fucking hell. Because the thing is, what they get given these fucking, they get, look, you got Grindr, you got all of these dating apps, you got all of this fucking, all the other porn that's there, yeah? And you're having these third worlders turn up, they're being given, look, mate, there was a time when you knew, like, there was a time when, like, fucking, if somebody had a mobile phone and they didn't have a job, that's a drug dealer. Yeah. Oh, you're doing something illegal because you've got a phone. Because it was like a merit. There was some element of meritocracy because you couldn't, if you weren't fucking productive in some way, whether it be in the black market, not the nigger market, the unlicensed commercial network. Yeah. It was a clear sign you are either a member of the unlicensed commercial network or you were in business or you know what I mean? And then what happened? They decided, oh no, we need to give everybody a smartphone. And now it's been ruined. Like fucking, so now you're getting third worlders turn up and it would like fucking a third worlder back in the day. A third worlder would turn up and they wouldn't even have a phone for the first 5 years. You know what I mean? It was like, and if they did, it would be just like texting and that, like, you know what I mean? Now they've turned up and these Jews who own all the fucking porn sites, yeah, are like that. Here, have a smartphone and here's some free data. And have you checked out all of these disgusting sites? You know what I mean? So then you end up with all of these fucking sand niggers, these mountain niggers, these fucking African niggers, all of them like turning up, fucking watching disgusting shit. I mean, okay, let's just assume they're not even on the porn sites. Just the advertising alone, that because they don't have it in their country, like, yeah, everything, sex sells, mate, you know what I mean? Yeah, so they got all these fucking photos of, I mean, I'm kind of glad that the woke shit's come on because there's more niggers in the photos now, so hopefully they'll be more attracted to, no, it'll never happen because niggers are nowhere near as good looking as white women. Even the ugly ones. So they end up fucking locked up in fucking detention centres, as they like to call them, hotels, barracks, 5-star barracks, yeah? Access to the internet. All with a third world mindset, and they think that fucking, oh yeah, well, and then the women are walking around, the children, the schoolgirls are walking around, what, like, when I rule the world, no, none of these short skirts on schoolgirls, mate, no fucking way, mate, ankles only, mate, what the fucking fuck, until there's no more niggers in my land, yeah, like, fucking, once you got rid of all the Pakis and the niggers, and you got rid of all the fucking chinks and like, all the nons, yeah, Then you can go back to some kind of high trust society. But right now, why would you send your young girls out dressed like that in this climate? Especially if you're in the city. What the fuck are you doing? What the fuck are you doing? I mean, they're raping boys. What the fuck? The crime which occurred in May 24 was discovered when the father of the child noticed an unusual ringing of euro coins in his son's pocket and asked. The boy revealed that something serious had occurred this Sunday afternoon. His account led to an investigation and the arrest of the suspect who fled from Afghanistan. Fled? Fuck off, mate. This is another thing. This is another thing. Was it Rupert Logies who's been kicked out of the reform gang? Like, yeah, fucking, he was like, how are these niggas getting the alleged $5,000 together? You know what I mean? How's this Afghan got $5,000 together? It's bullshit. It's bullshit. There's no money in the country. So how are they fucking getting 5,000 US, Euro, or fucking GBP, mate? It's bollocks. It's fucking bollocks. Your great, 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 great grandchildren are getting put in debt by your government, who are borrowing money off the same people who are then saying, well, if you're going to borrow the money, you've got to be nice. You've got to be nice and help the Jewish NGOs out. Fucking, and they're, yeah, $5,000. Fuck off, mate. Fuck off. They're paying fuck all, mate. They're paying fuck all. And you're paying a worse price than fucking, well, no, nobody's paid the same price as Germany. Nobody will ever pay that price. Hopefully, not again. Fucking, never fucking forget. Filthy fucking bastards. Anyway, speaking of filthy bastards, the district court, in 2 years, he got 2 years and 10 months for this shit, mate. The district court learned that the accused had attracted the child to his room with chocolate and locked the door. 30 filthy fucking...
You filthy, packing bastard!
Oh, mate. I'm not here to nigger pill you. I'm not here to nigger pill you. I'm not reading any more of this shit. So that's what's going on in France. Like, okay, so here's a video. Will it be in France? Former German Chancellor Angela Merkel sums up the ruling elite's attitude to immigration in 2015. She allowed millions of people in the Middle East and North Africa to hasten Europe's demise. Remember, you remember what they did to that base geezer, Colonel Gaddafi, who looked after his own people and that, who turned around and said, if they get rid of me, there will be a flood of niggers to destroy you. I'm the last line. I'm the last line. And the Jews went, oh, fucking hell. See, maybe Gaddafi, if you hadn't said that publicly, maybe you'd still be there today. But then you pointed out to the, because the Jews are stupid. The Jews are stupid. They were like, oh, fuck me, yeah. Oh, let's just invade his country instead then. And that's what they did. And the rest is fucking history. Thanks. Nice one, Jews, you fucking bastards. Oh, I fucking hate you. I hate you all so much. I hate you. I hate you for what you're doing now. I hate you for what you did to Jesus. I hate you for what you've done to the Bible. I hate you for every single fucking... I don't hate you for the choices I made, but I hate you for creating the illusion that those were good choices. Fucking Hollywood. Cheech and fucking Chong. Cheech and fucking Chong, I bet they're both Jews. I bet they're both fucking Jews. Cunts. Fucking cunts.
Keep on sighing. Keep on sighing. Before my event in the assembly. On feline. Feline. Takes the world. My land. Keep on sighing.
Speaking of immigration.
In today's video, I bring you to Spain's most remote island, El Hierro. It was historically known as the edge of the unknown world and is the smallest and least populated of the Canary Islands. The island is technically in Africa, but since it's part of Spain, it falls within the jurisdiction of the EU. It's a place that's untouched by the hustle of the mainland.
Pepe says, psycho driller. Next time, I shall send you some jolie fleur, some jolie fleur pour votre femme driller. Fuck off, don't call me a bitch. Don't call me a bitch. No, France. The thing is, this is the thing. I'm sure you'll probably pretty much agree with me. It's probably not as rosy as I imagine, but I've got a feeling that if you go out into the rural areas of France, there aren't that many niggers. Not as many as there are in the cities and that, yeah? So just like the, I showed you the image on Monday, was it? Monday? Yeah? Of just exactly how many whites there are compared to nones in England, Scotland, Ireland, Wales and Cornwall. Yeah? There's still more fucking whites in France than there is nones. Like, but the thing is, it's changing. And that's what this video is gonna tell you about, yeah? So you got these fucking, disaster tourism, we'll call it. We'll call it fucking, shekel shaking, fucking, oh, it's not as bad as it may seem. And like, we love immigration. This geezer, I'm getting a mix. This video is loads of mixed messages. Anyway. Pepe says, just before we get on with this, since the Jew Olympics, they've sent them everywhere in the countryside and everything. Well, I tell you what, like, you should hire them as boar hunting, like, 50 euros an hour boar hunting, yeah? And just basically send them out into the forest with a stick. Tell them that the best way to catch boar is to go and pick up one of the babies, because then they'll attract them. Yes, mate. Wow. There you go. Boar hunting. No, I mean boars. Not boar. No, I'm not talking. No, that's Africa, mate. I know France is similar. But anyway, no. Let's just get. Look. You want to get nigger pilled? Let's get nigger pilled.
In today's video, I bring you to Spain's most remote island, El Hierro.
Shout out to Tonitrus, mate. Fucking hell, man. They're the front line. Like now Libya's fallen. Yeah, the Spain, fucking Gibraltar, all of that coastal area, mate. That's the front line. And Gibraltar, that's been broken for fucking far too long. Not Gibraltar. What's the other one? Portugal. Fucking Portugal, mate. Gibraltar. Fucking hell. The rock. The rock is on fire. What? No, shut up. What the fuck? I don't even know what I'm talking about. That's some fucking high yellow looking nigger, isn't he? That fucking gay wrestler, The Rock. What's his proper name? Justin something, I don't know.
It was historically known as the edge of the unknown world and is the smallest and least populated of the Canary Islands. The island is technically in Africa, but since it's part of Spain, it falls within the jurisdiction of the EU. It's a place that's untouched by the hustle of the mainland, a place where time practically stands still, as farmers tend to their sheep and fishermen still bring back their daily catch. Yet this island has rapidly become the hotspot and first chapter for the arrival of tens of thousands of migrants that arrive here on boats coming from the coast of Northwest Africa, searching for a better life. In 2024 alone, more than 19,000 migrants.
Mate, just a second, like, how the fuck, how are they just sailing in? You're telling me that, what, there's no men, there's no Spanish men with boats that can just fucking float around the entry of that harbour and sink that fucking boat? That's an invasion. Look at all these niggers. Fuck off, mate, fuck off. You're all a bunch of fucking pussies. If you're living on the coast and you've got boats and that, yeah, and niggas are just turning up on a fucking daily fucking basis, mate, you're a fucking coward. You should have a word with your fucking selves. Come on, Spain. Like, fucking hell. Weren't you like fascists? Didn't they have a based king? Where has Franco gone? Where has Franco gone? Where has Franco gone? I don't even know any history about Spain. But this seems pretty fucking fucked up, mate. Ibiza, mate. Fucking hell. If Brighton's Sodom, Ibiza is Gomorrah. That's a massive, the glass from here to, from Brighton to Gomorrah, glass. I feel sorry for the continent, mate. Too many fucking Berlin parades and that, if you know what I mean, dirty bastards.
This island has rapidly became the hotspot and first.
And when I say Berlin parades, I'm not talking about the base ones. I'm talking about the one like fucking dirty bastards. Ugh. Where the wall used to be in that. What is it? The so-called love is dead. If you call that love, man, fucking love parade, dirty bastards, dirty filthy bastards. No love involved in that. It's fucking lust. The lust parade. You dirty, filthy bastards. Don't be a Berliner. Fucking hell.
Chapter for the arrival of tens of thousands of migrants that arrive here on boats coming from the coast of Northwest Africa searching for a better life. In 2024 alone, more than 19,000 migrants arrived, mostly young men, nearly doubling the island's population, and over 46,000 arrived to all the Canary Islands in 2024. If you were to just spend time in the tourist-filled beaches of Tenerife or the sun-kissed alleys of Malaga, you would hardly know the gravity of the situation. But the locals feel strongly, and there's a rising tension, not only in Spain, but all over Europe.
They want to destroy our identity.
We have ghettos. It's dangerous there. That was never here.
Acogemos a todo el mundo, no discriminamos a nadie, pero humildemente y honradamente.
Hold on, right. Calm down. All the American viewers are like, what, Beaners? Beaners, they speak in Beaner language. No, this is called America. I know you don't get taught geography in that. But no, this is not South America. Yeah. I'm talking to you septic tanks and that, yeah? There's places further than South America. There's a country called Spain. Say it with me. Spain. Yeah. That's how we say it in English, not American. We say Spain, yeah, and as a nation, they're pretty cool. The people are pretty cool. They're not like the Beaners, as you call them. They're not like Mexicans. Now, Mexican, I know it's multisyllabic, yeah, that's why it's easier to say Spanish, because there's only two syllables. Mexican, that's why you say Beaners, because like you Americans, you're very, very monosyllabic, from what I can tell. Anyway, this is what you call white sarcasm. Anyway, some of you Americans might get it, but most of you won't, because anyway, what are we talking about? So I'm going to do a little bit of translation here. We're just going to fucking, I'm going to have to rewind it a couple of, what, let's see if what happened.
For the sun-kissed alleys of Malaga, you would hardly know the gravity of the situation, but the locals feel strongly, and there's a rising tension, not only in Spain, but all over Europe.
They want to destroy our identity.
We have ghettos. It's dangerous. That was never here.
We welcome everyone here. We don't discriminate. Well, you're a stupid bastard. Oh, of course. Yeah, this is what I get. This is what I'm going to tell you. This is what I'm telling you. This is what I'm telling you, chat. I get mixed emotions. I got very mixed emotions watching this. So they're presenting. I think what I actually think is this is damage control. What I'm learning about how the YouTube algorithm works and how the Jew does his nastiness, his subversion, is the Jew will approach people and say, "Here, do you want to go over there and talk about this? But here's a general script." Yeah. And the production values on this so-called, I'm just going traveling to Spain to see what it's like. Bollocks, mate. Yeah. The production values in this alone tells me that there's a lot of scripting going in on this, but they have to allow a certain element of truth to come in. Yeah, but the most underlying message here is like, yeah, immigration's cool. No, as long as people are integrating, they're fine. Shut the fuck up, mate. Shut the fuck up. So allegedly, this geezer is allegedly not scripted, allegedly saying, "We welcome everyone here. We don't discriminate." Well, it's about time you fucking did. Look at you, mate. What the fuck are you anyway? You look Kalergi to fuck. You look Kalergi to fuck. I mean, why are you wearing pikey? And what is that football team anyway? When I rule the world, if you don't support your local football, if you support any football team apart from your local, you pick a fucking wall, dickhead. You know what I mean? Yeah. Your people first. And guess what? Your people are the village you were born in, mate. And no more village idiots. I'm going to be king of the village idiots. There'll only be one, and it'll be me. And you'll have to do as I say. Otherwise, in the stocks.
Todo el mundo. No discriminamos a nadie. Pero
But humbly and honorably, shut the fuck up.
Humildemente y honradamente. No a robarle a la...
No stealing from the old ladies here. So the general gist of this documentary is going to be like, yeah, as long as you're not a cunt, you're welcome. Yeah, well, my answer to that is, they're all, the majority of them are horrible, thieving, raping bastards. Yeah, so how about none of them, just none of them, for like 80 years. Let's just let none of them for 80 years. You fucking restock your numbers, yeah? Fucking no more Jew vaccines, yeah? Lots. I tell you what, how about let's make pasteurized milk. If anybody pasteurizes milk, rope. What do you mean rope? I mean, well, put them on in a harness and get them to plow the fucking fields. Or something like that. I don't know. Look. I'm just an ideas man. Consider me your Steve Jobs of the National Socialist Movement. Who was Steve Jobs? Oh, some twat who said, "Here, get this done," or something like that. They killed him anyway. They killed him. Did they turn him gay before they'd killed him? I think he was a Jew anyway. Like, see, oh, Steve Jobs is an amazing geezer. He's the most intelligent man in the world. Did he do anything? No, he had his ideas. Well, this is another thing. Can everybody stop saying that Elon Musk is the richest man in the fucking world? He's not. He's fucking not. He's not the richest man in the world. He's not the cleverest man in the world. He's never there is not one single, oh, he saved the astronauts. They were Biden ignored them. They were stranded in space. Shut the fuck up, you puff. Shut the fuck up. And look, Star Trek's fake and fucking gay, mate. Yeah. And so is the fucking space station. I'm not buying it anymore. Even though Bigot sent me a video. Somebody sent me a video on Telegram. They said they videoed it themselves and it was that Skylink, fucking the dots flying through the sky. And I'm like, I still don't believe it. I don't believe it. I'm not believing my lying eyes. And yeah, he turned up yesterday. Anyway, let's get on with watching this.
Señoras ancianas aquí.
No stealing from the old ladies. I tell you what, yeah, no more. No, you're not allowed. When I rule the world, if you've got a tattoo showing in public, fucking prison, mate. Have some self-respect. Have some decency. You know what I mean? Fuck's sake. What are you? You're not even a pirate. Only if you're going to show a tattoo, in public, you have got to have at least spent 7 years robbing Jew ships in galleons on the seas, man. You know what I mean? That's it. No more of this fucking like, oh, this one's for my first son. He was named Little. Shut the fuck up, Arab. I'm pissed off with you as it is. What have you done to us? What have you done to us, man?
We will speak with not only the locals, but also the migrants who risked their lives without knowing the true difficulties that would lie ahead in their journey.
7 days in.
Risk their fucking lives. Shut the fuck up. Look, mate, this is what I was telling you. This geezer's got paid serious shekels to come out and go, yeah, the Spanish love niggers. They fucking love niggers. Here's a nice nigger now. Listen to this lovely nigger. Whatever you do, don't look at the soul, the dead eyes, yeah? Don't listen to the lies. Don't listen to the fucking, the basic beggar script, pretending he actually gives a fuck. Whatever you do, don't do that. Don't notice. There is no pattern to this behavior. Not tonight, Nation Review earlier. Like fucking, he was showing a documentary about some fucking wikis and that turning around and going, genetics are not a thing. Well, I don't believe genetics anyway. That's another bullshit. I don't believe genetics. No, mate. No, I don't believe. Well, I don't believe it the way you're trying to sell it to me. Let's put it that way. I don't believe it the way you're trying to sell it to me. Not you, Nation. Not you, Nick. Not you. No. I'm talking to the cunts who made those videos who can't hear me. Because why would you talk to videos anyway? I'll tell you why. I'm fucking insane, mate. I'm sick of it all. Anyway, let's listen to this stupid nigger.
The sea, 7 people died. God, may I prefer to live here and die here. Africa is fire.
And let me just say, I was
told. Africa is hell, yes. Well, go back to hell, you demon. This is white satire. If you don't get it, fuck off.
Totally shocked at the systematic way in which this is happening to this quaint and peaceful island, day after day after day.
Every day.
We begin our journey in Las Palmas de Gran Canaria, one of two major urban areas of the archipelago, where thousands of migrants are housed as they wait to get transferred to
the niggerized archipelago, man. You know what I mean? This is the chimped out, you've heard of the Gulag archipelago? This is the chimped out archipelago. Fucking, where Franco, can someone teach me about Franco and how he lasted so long? Like, fucking, how long's he been gone? Didn't his son just recently die? I literally know nothing about how based Spain should be or used to be. I know Catalonia, until they turned around and did that stupid referendum, what, 10 years ago, and that, oh, the Catalonians want to be part of Spain now. They know they, no, they fucking didn't. Grow the fuck up. Have you ever been to Catalonia? They're the, some of the moodiest bastards in the world. Like they're like that. Racist. They don't even know what the meaning of that word is. They're just like, you're not from around here. Bang. Don't piss them off, man. Catalonians, mate. Moody motherfucking bastards. Seriously. Don't fuck around. They're like the Spanish version of the fucking Appalachians. Don't fuck around, mate. Don't fuck around. They're just like, they'll bury you. They'll fucking grow fucking orchards all over you, man, and celebrate it. They're not even Jewish. But the thing is, we used to do the same thing. We used to celebrate when we vanquished people. Now, it's only the Jews are allowed to dance around it. And if we do it, they're like, oh, why are you so racist? No, oh, think of the niggers. Oh. The British Empire, think of the poor Paki bastards. Oh, the British Empire, think they civilized the Africans, the filthy bastards. Oh. Grow up, grow the fuck up. If you don't like it, you can fuck off, innit? Why? If it was so terrible, oh, but Africa's hell. Yeah, because you told us to leave it alone. So we left it alone. Guess what? Welcome to fucking hell. And why have we opened up the gates to hell? This is literally like... Hell on earth. When you remove God from your society, the gates of hell is opened. Yeah. And this is it. This is it. In real time, if you consider this real.
Mainland Europe. Our goal is to speak with locals of all different backgrounds to get the idea of how...
Locals of all different backgrounds? Fuck off. No, you're either local or you're not local. Don't see, once again, the oxymoron, the Jewish doublespeak. Locals of all different backgrounds. Look, no, I don't know what your background is, yeah, but if you weren't born there, yeah, that's not your background. This background is not yours. You're not native to this background. I don't care how much of you fucking Israeli curly hair looking fucking Zorro faced looking fucking nigger... Calm down.
How they feel about this crisis before we catch two flights to the last island. Upon getting off the ferry, we noticed two big busloads of migrants arriving. I was actually quite surprised because...
Busloads? Who the fuck is paying for the bus? Who's paying for the bus, mate? So look. They can't, look, you've got to get this into your fucking head, mate, yeah? You are not paying for this. Somebody's paying for it, but it's not you. The way taxes work, there's not enough people paying into the tax system today to cover what's coming out of the benefit system wherever the fuck you are. Because like Ukraine, part of the benefit, Ukraine are benefiting, like, do you not understand what benefit means? Everybody else is taking money from your alleged pot. It's never been your pot, mate, yeah? Who's paying the politicians? I'll tell you what, when they say the police are, oh, I pay your wages. No, you fucking don't. Your great-great-great-great-great-great-grandkid is going to pay the debt, the interest on the wages that the Jew has given in the money, the wages from the wages that the copper got from the money that the Jew gave to the geezer who is the slave master in charge of you, mate. Yeah. So you've never paid for any of this. You're not funding this. There are privateers funding it right now, and they fooled you. They fooled you into thinking that, oh, it's coming out of this year's money. Grow the fuck up, mate. Grow up. This is being paid for by particular people. Like, who lent the money to the government? Yeah. And so that whoever lent the money to the government, because guess what? You're not paying your government. You're not. This is my point. Yeah, really. Calm down. Drink some tea. Right. Taxes. This year's taxes are paying fucking for. What was it? It was somewhere the late 90s. They declared that the UK had finally paid off the debt for the Second World War, and I was like, "Hold on a second, what?" And it's only taken me until recently to go, "Oh my fucking god, you dickheads!" And so I was watching this because they talk about like, what are you going to hear in this documentary that I keep on butting in on? They talk about, we're paying the politicians, we're paying this. No, we're not. They are paying the politicians, because if the politicians are going to them, whoever they are, getting the money and then divvying it up as wages to themselves and to the police who are, so the police don't work for you. They never have. They never will. Yeah, they don't work for you. Now, the gendarmes, if I remember correctly, that, so you've got the, you've got the you've got the religious police in Italy, you've got the gendarmes, which aren't the same as the federal police, because this is what I love about Europe. You've got your federal stuff, and then it's very much similar. America's quite similar, but like America's just been told, oh, we don't do that anymore. No, what? The local legislature? No, it's all federal now, and felonies are worse than misdemeanors, or something like that. They've confused a lot of us. But my point is, mate, yeah, none of us are paying for this. None of us. You need to tell normies, we're not paying for this. Someone's paying them to then fund this. Because we're not fucking paying. It's as simple as that. How can we be paying for this? None of us have got this kind of money to fund this shit. Sorry if I'm shouting too loud. My mic's probably... the audio's been probably terrible. I need to calm it down. I know my voice... just get on with it, dickhead.
I had only seen this on news reports on YouTube before, but it's the first thing I saw when getting off the tourist ferry. There's a huge group. Oh my God.
Every day, 600, 700, 800, 1000, los que no sabemos que llegan aquí, van corriendo por ahí. De loco.
¿Y quiénes están pagando?
Eso paga nosotros, hermano. Comen, visten y todo gracias a lo que aportamos nosotros con nuestros impuestos. Su sanidad de ellos, su comida, todo, everything.
What are your thoughts on the migration crisis that's happening here in the Canary Islands?
Well, the migration...
We are fucking fucked. We're totally fucked. I'm pissed off with all these niggas turning up, taking the fucking piss. Fucking, it stinks. But the bananas have gone up in price because, like, fucking these chimps keep... They keep on putting fucking chimps in clothes. I don't know. I'm paraphrasing. I'll leave it to this geezer, though.
Is everywhere a problem, but of course the island can have just so many people. People come over here without papers or with others, brings of course a lot of problems to others. Is it good? Is it bad? For me, if somebody, you know, escapes and comes, yeah, of war, of this, but just to come over here because you think you're going to make more money, that is stupid. That is idiot, and you don't help the society. And that is my opinion because I live here. I'm a musician. And now it's not allowed no more, nothing. They're putting us in a place that we cannot move. We cannot make money in a normal way. You know, we have to eat. It's very difficult. So actually, it's like they're telling you, man, go to steal. So we're trying to survive as best as we can. But for normal immigrants, yeah, who try to make a better life, it's very difficult. They should be a little bit more open-minded. Or at least give me a permit. I cannot get a permit because, you know, I'm a foreigner. You know, the political system doesn't help at all, even if you want to go legal.
Yeah.
So it's very, very difficult, my friend. We all in the same shit. The problem is we speak English.
So this geezer's just gone, like, he's talked about how he's struggling as a white local. But he's now saying, but the thing is, they just make it, it's because it's hard for these invaders to be legal. So of course they're going to struggle. So what we need to do is make it easier for them to shut the fuck up, mate. I don't trust your nose.
I'm from Europe, yeah? So it's a little bit easier for us.
He was from Greece. So this geezer just said he's local, but he's no local. You're a fucking Greek. Go the fuck home. Go, Stavros, mate. One of yours has got loose. Tell you what, fucking put a mask on him. Teach him how to be a flyer, goy. Can we start? You know all these Antifa lot? You know all these Antifa lot? They are a renter mob. Yeah, can we start playing the same game? Can we look? There's so many that like fucking White Pilt's got a funding site now. Fucking Big Phil's going to be is on his way to making one. Buy me a joint. I think you should change the name of it. No, actually, I think it's quite based. The young ones would be like, yeah, Sam, let's buy for Big Phil a joint. Don't buy me a joint, though. I've given up. But like fucking. So what we need to do is like fucking the Jews. They fund protests. Yeah, Jews like fucking. They've got the printers and everything. Yeah. So like, whenever there's like fucking a based protest, there's paid Insta mob. Yeah. Like fucking. Can we follow the same model now? Can we do it better? We need to pay people. Oh man, can you imagine just like fucking turning up, like, yeah, and you don't even have to do the protest. What you do is just whenever the Antifa turn up, you just fucking turn up with 50 men in Waffen SS uniforms, not saying a word, just walking around being pleasant. and watch Antifa freak the fuck out. Just being nice and that. Just waving at each other. Tag. Guten Abend. Tag. Anyway. He's a fucking Greek. So you got to watch. Look, use your pattern recognition skills here, chat, yeah? Because we're getting presented locals as non-locals. And like, fucking, he was from Greece. And this geezer who's making the video, he looks like a Jew to me. The geezer made. But you'll have to tell me. I'm new. I need assistance in honing, polishing off, getting the finer settings. What do they call it? Dialing in. I need to dial in. What's it called? Dial in my settings on my due noticing skills and that.
Yeah. Now the mentality and the thinking sometimes of black people, I'm not racist at all.
Well, you fucking should be, you stupid bastard. Well, how long have you been living here on this island and you're not racist? You're obviously low IQ. I bet you do drugs, dickhead. You're not racist because you're buying all your drugs off the niggers, innit? You stupid twat. The only reason why you're not racist is because you're buying drugs off niggers. Well, not one of the only reasons, but I bet a lot of you who may be listening to this for the first time, who don't understand what the fuck's going on. It's called white satire, mate. And I'm not very good at it. But I'm doing me fucking best because I'm not the pleasant fucker. I'm the pleasant fucker's mate. And I'm only being pleasant because the pleasant fucker's late. All right. Shall we get on with it now? Can we? Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little bit different. Yeah. So they don't engage, you know, with the community. And that brings a lot of problems, my friend. It's a lot of problems. So you create ghettos. And now we start getting ghettos. We have ghettos. It's dangerous there. That was never here. The ones who come here, yeah, and work normally and don't be a problem, yeah, do not any criminal things, they should give these people a chance, yeah. The rest, kick them fucking out, man. Yeah, if you...
The rest. No, just kick them all out. This is my point. This is my point, chat. My point is... No. The majority are criminal minded. If they've turned up in your country with criminal intent, you know, not following any of the fucking protocols, mate, we're not allowed to leave. We're not allowed to leave our nation. Like fucking you try getting on an inflatable dinghy and fucking just going to any country without any passport like that. All white, send them all white. Yeah. You know what I mean? Put an English flag on the fucking front of it. Yeah. You know what I mean? St. George was Portuguese, by the way. So like you'll have to put a Cornish flag, that's the closest thing you'll get to English these days. Cornish flag on the fucking stern of your fucking dinghy. Don't do that. You'll pop it. Don't be a nigger about it. You have to paint one on. I don't know. Look, mate. Well, them dinghies are black anyway, so you just put a white cross on it. It's a Cornish flag. Fucking hell. It's built for it. Make Cornwall great again. That's what I fucking... You ain't seen a tin mine until you've been to Cornwall.
Got caught with something, you come here for the wrong reason. So go and do that in your country. And if you're scared to do it there, why you come here to do it? So that is my opinion. I don't think that migration or a migrant is a bad thing, but he has...
You stupid bastard. You stupid... See, this is what's telling me. I don't think migration is a bad thing. Shut the fuck up. Yeah? See, you're obviously an illegal migrant from Greece. Yeah? If you'd have done the paperwork, mate, they'd have gone... Fuck off, mate. You're too stupid to come and ruin the Spanish gene pool. You know, that's the whole reason why we had parameters. The whole reason why it was like, if you want to emigrate, you need to prove that you're of value in some kind of way. It was called a meritocracy. It's like fucking pretty much fucking standard around the fucking world, mate. You know what I mean? But DEI, like they're destroying fucking everything intensely. DEI. Destroying everything intentively. I don't know. More nose than brains. Yes, exactly, Dora. You know the fucking score. Is he Italian? No, he's Greece. He says he's Greek, but I reckon he's Jewish. I reckon he's first Jew. Jew over Greek. I don't care about that relatively strong jawline. I don't trust it.
It's very nice. All the people... Welcome in Europe.
All the people supporting that. See, this is a lie. You're fucking... Don't piss on my back and tell me it's raining, Jew. This fucking whole documentary. I watched it yesterday. But I was half... Well, I listened to it yesterday. I didn't realise how enraging it was going to be. I'm sorry if I'm... anyway.
viven de pescadores en Senegal.
So just Cavalli, what the fuck? Yeah. Mate, another walking nose. Yeah, exactly. The whole production team. Yeah, yeah. I'll pretend that I'm enjoying it. Yeah, we love it. Two more people live as fishermen in Senegal. What? Shut the fuck up, mate.
Pero el gobierno corrupto en Senegal.
But the corruption in Senegal sells concessions between Europe and China. Okay, let's have a listen to this dodgy looking fucker.
So that is my opinion. I don't think that migration or a migrant is a bad thing. But he
doesn't think that migration or migrant is a bad thing. Well, I fucking do, mate.
He has to adapt.
It's very nice. All the people should welcome in the Europe. 2 million people.
All the people support them coming to Europe. 2 million people. So now he's gone from fucking English. So what is it? Is this a whole project to sell to the Spanish? Yeah. Oi, Jose, you fucking love this, mate. Jorge and Jose. I don't know any other fucking Spanish name. Thethel. Thethel. I don't know. Thethel. Anyway,
Personas viven de pescadores en Senegal, pero
they live as fishermen in Senegal. 2 million people live as fishermen in Senegal. Well, then let them live. They sound like they're living pretty fucking. They're living the fucking high life for niggers, man. You know what I mean? I thought it was just bananas and that.
El gobierno corrupto en Senegal.
But the corruption in the government of Senegal. You mean the niggers, because they kicked all the white people out. Didn't whites used to be... What was Senegal before it was called Senegal? I bet it was owned by some based white empire, mate. Sells concessions between Europe and China.
Venden las concesiones a Europa y China. Y ahora no tienen,
and now they have no food.
No tienen trabajo.
They have no food. They have no work. And their families have no food. The poor niggers. Oh, no. The poor niggers. But that's why they have to come here. They have to come here because the corruption in their country is so terrible they can't eat. Well, I tell you what. Let the niggers do what they do. Let the niggers do what they do. Hey, Senegal, you should study Rwanda. That's how they fix their shit. Maybe study what's going on in the Congo right now. Hey, Senegal, if you're hungry, each other. A tradition in black nations is when you're hungry, eat the babies. Eat the fucking babies. The black babies, eat them. Look, this is satire. It's tradition. Who am I to interfere with African traditions? You know what I mean? Let them eat each other. You know what I mean? Call the herd before we take the continent back, mate.
Europe needs this immigration, you feel.
Why? Europe needs this immigration. Who the fuck are you, mate? Who the fuck? Just Jews. That's, notice the subliminals. Jews. It says Jew on your team. Jews.
Why do you feel that?
I don't know, but when Europe take the fish in country, they coming here but don't have a fish.
This guy isn't wrong. In recent decades, Senegal's once abundant fisheries have been overexploited by industrial fishing fleets, particularly from the EU and China. These massive trawlers.
Fuck off! I don't care. We don't care.
Use advanced technology to harvest enormous quantities of fish, often far beyond sustainable levels. Despite regulations...
Sustainable levels! Oh no! Beyond sustainable levels! Like, the import of these niggers is beyond... They're like fucking... This Jew speaks with forked tongue, you know, like a fucking snake.
Illegal and unreported fishing continues to devastate fish populations.
Aquí los canarios recibimos a todo el mundo.
Oh, back to this fucking nigger-looking alleged Spaniard. Where's your white skin gone? Where's your white skin gone? Where's your white skin gone? To the Taliban. Or something like that. I don't know. But this beard, I don't trust your beard, mate. I don't like anything about you. I don't like your colours. I don't like your accent. I bet you if there was a proper Spanish man listening to this, he'd be like, yeah, this Spanish sounds like a nigger. You know how like the Arabs speak English in that, yeah? Because like everyone's got an accent. Like when I try speaking French, I better sound a proper retarded. Anyway.
acogemos a todo el mundo, no discriminamos a nadie, pero humildemente y honradamente. No.
But we must not steal from old ladies here. Oh, shut the... Just fuck off, mate. Anyway. Oh my God, he took his hat off. He took his hat off. See, I am Spanish now. I don't... Look at that nose. I don't trust that nose. Look at that, mate. Fucking hell.
Robarle a las señoras ancianas.
If you've got more hair on your chin than your head, mate, I've got issues. I've got fucking issues. Unless it's deliberate. Like, fucking, well, I've still got it. There's got to be. I tell you what, when you're homeschooling your kids, mate, can you make sure that you use every single Waffen SS manual that's available, please? And just lay off the tattoos, mate, really? Here, the canary is dying of hunger, brother. See, oh, he's got to be a Muslim, brother. Brother, fuck off. I'm sick of. Every time I hear these Pakis call say brother, I'm like, I'm just reminded. No, man, we fucking dickhead.
Está muriendo de hambre, hermano. Mira para acá.
Look over here. Here, the canary is dying of hunger, my friend. Why? Okay. You look like a beaner. You sound like a beaner. Sorry, Spain, you need to sort your shit out. What's going on? And who's this Jew-looking one on the right? You know what I mean? Is it all Jews and Muslims? Is Jews and Muslims just trying to tell the Spanish, like, don't worry, it's still... But it's a good thing. Twat.
Hermano, que no tenemos trabajo,
we don't have work, my friend. Well, you get rid of all the niggers, you'll have work. Fucking hell, undercutting everyone. Go through the streets, there are a lot of people with cardboard in the streets. Canary Islanders. Yes, mate. All right, now maybe I'll let you off, but like fucking the TP tattoo. He's got TPs on his arm. He's got prairie nigger fucking domestic... domiciles on his, or is that geezer playing golf, or is it a fucked up swastika? I don't know what it is, but I just don't like the cut of your jib, is what I'm saying. I just don't like it. He might be based as fuck, but I don't know him, so I'm going to make assumptions. I'm allowed to make assumptions. Fuck you. I don't care. Yeah, look, I judge a book by its cover all day, every day. You'll be wrong. Maybe once out of a million. Like when you first saw me, you were like that. But see, you were wrong. But you might have been right. I don't know. Time will tell, I guess. Another 176 years of being an ex-crackhead. If you can live for 176 years like I have, after all the crack I've done with my own teeth, yeah. You're an idiot. You shouldn't have done that with your life. Don't do it. Don't fucking do that. Don't fucking do it. Stupid, fucking retarded. What you should do is go out and find yourself a beautiful bass bird or geezer if you're a girl. Yeah, get to know him, marry him, and make babies. And raise your kids well. Just raise your kids well, man. Just raise your kids well. You don't really need to complain about this shit. All you have to do is just realize that this is not the first time, and it's probably not going to be the last, because it comes in waves, doesn't it?
Y no son borrachos.
And they are not drunks. He's saying the Canary Islanders are not drunks. So we're going to give this bald man props now. He's actually speaking up for the Canary Islands. I'll eat my words, maybe. I don't know. Look, this is more satire than it is like fucking serious commentary. So I'm trying to help you laugh your way to the suicide ward or something like that. I don't know. Am I? Fucking...
Ni drogadicto.
They're not drugs or drug addicts. People who do not have a home to live in.
Casa donde vivir. Canario.
The Canaries.
The immigration in Canary Islands is a big issue, not only from Africa, but...
Who's this Israeli-looking twat? Who's this Israeli-looking twat? Lurgy kid. I tell you what, like, when I rule the world, yeah, if a white man's got a tan... If you've got a full body tan, you are a member of the enemy. You're fighting for the enemy. The only white man tan you'll be allowed when I rule the world is up to the neck. Yeah. And if you're wearing a vest top, yeah, if you take the vest top on, you've got to be daylight. People have got to be like, fucking hell, a bit white, mate. You know what I mean? Return to white man traditions, mate. You know what I mean? Fucking tan lines where your knee high socks are. Yeah. That's manly, mate. You know what I mean? Like, it's for little brown stripes and that, because like, you've got to prove you're white. Just lift your t-shirt up like that. There you go, mate. Like, fucking, Jesus, Driller, it's fucking daylight, mate. You know what I mean? There you go. That's cool. This is what you call white fucking power. Not that this Kalergi twat. Look at that, man. You got nigger hair. You don't fucking see the color of his eyes because they're black.
From Europe, in Canary Islands, we are the poorest community in Spain, and we can't receive.
We've got a graph here, and it says average gross monthly salary in Spain by autonomous communities. The Basque country. Yeah, see, Spain, this is what I was telling you, this is what I'm trying to tell you. When they turned around a few years back and said, like, oh, they've had there's been a referendum in Catalonia, and they want to be part of the Spanish Federation, and then there was riots and that. It's like, no, because the Spanish, no, federal, no, fuck you, they were raised right. So this is why they've had to give you a graph of autonomous communities, because the Spanish Federation claims loads of shit about, Oh, yeah, Ibiza, that's ours. That's ours. And then if you go to these countries, all of those countries go like, Spain, that's not even a country, mate. It's like the United States of America. Yeah, America isn't a country. It's lots of state, lots of little countries. Guess what? Georgia is a country. What they've fooled you into thinking, America, yeah, is that the state that you're born in is part of a larger country. No. The state you're born in, I can't think of any of the states now. Like Washington DC, that's a country. Like fucking New York State, that is a country. Yeah, fucking, name another state. But that literally are nations. That's your country. It's your country. The people who created that state, that nation. Yeah. The sooner you realize that, and they've just gone like, you've all got borders. You've literally all got borders. You've got the county line. Yeah, there you go. There's a border there. Like fucking, they're letting beaners in across your so-called national border, but I fucking you try getting a fucking sheriff to go across the county line. Remember the Dukes of Hazzard? They taught you all about it, mate. Like fucking, how come the white man the only one who fucking follows it? Anyway, so we got this graph here. Basque Country, Community of Madrid, Navarre, Catalonia, Asturias. These are all independent nations, mate. None of the people, the locals, actually consider themselves Spanish. They're like, I am of the Balearic Islands. I am a Castilla man now. You know what I mean? This is what you don't get. None of you get it. I'm English, Swedish, German, French, Irish, Finnish, Portuguese, Italian, Danish, and Itan, says Distoria. Distoria? Distoria? Is that a typo? Scottish and Welsh too. Welsh? He's fucking Welsh, mate. Fucking, don't you Welsh me. Welsh. Don't take the piss out of the typos. I do it all the time. No, I'm just having a bit of a laugh. But this is the thing. The United Kingdom. They sold you that as well. The United Kingdom of Great Britain. No, mate. It's England, Scotland, and what? Not so fucking united now, is it? Like, you know what I mean? The king's a fucking Jew. He got fucking circumcised by a rabbi when he was 7 days old. Yeah, the head of the Church of England's a Jew. Well, congratulations. Welcome to the first ring of hell, dickheads. We're so fucking stupid. I'm glad I'm Rhodesian. I'm not, because Rhodesia's dead. And like, fucking, how could you do that to a man? Anyway, I'm not here to fucking weep over the fucking ashes. I'm here to fucking light, to build the fire. Oh man, there's a tune we did. Anyway.
So many people because we can't find like houses and a place to live in, from Africa. We can't take all the people that come from there because we have no space here. I don't think that immigration causes more criminality. It's not true.
I don't think so. He's just said like, we can't take this, we can't do that. So like, fuck it. And then every single one ends with like, I don't think immigration is a problem though. It doesn't cause criminality. Immigration, illegal immigration is the definition of criminal. You stupid Israeli bastard. Yeah, you're not Spanish. You look Israeli to me, mate.
There are some people that obviously do bad things, but there's no all the immigrant persons. So I think that it's a pretty tricky situation.
Opino que la migración pues no es malo tampoco.
I think that migration is not bad either. Shut up, shut up. I don't believe fucking they pick and choose. Fucking bastards. I think we all deserve a decent future. But if you're importing niggers, guess what? Your future will become very indecent. Yeah? Now put some clothes on, bitch, as well. I don't care how hot your country is. Fucking, you got niggers walking around. They'll think that you're offering yourself to them. And they don't care. They don't even care if you are. They'll just take you anyway. You stupid, stupid girl. But it is true that help should not be given to them. See, there's a fucking... Is this the definition of cognitive dissonance? Those who do not want to progress, we should not support. And if you come here, it is to progress. No. If they come here, it's to degress, it's to fucking disintegrate, to disseminate, to fucking destroy. Distoria. I like that name, Distoria.
Aquí pues es para progresar, para buscarte un futuro, para sí, para ser mejor persona. Sí, que ha causado varios problemas pues porque
they have been given a lot of freedom. Yeah, they've been given a lot of freedom. Yes, yeah. These are the problems. You fucking let these niggas turn up without any fucking ID or anything like that. Like fucking yesterday, they were telling us like, oh, yeah, this 95-year-old nigger turned up and he said he was 12. So, yeah, and all the tests said that he was actually fucking 110. So he was even lying about being fucking 12. And fucking, yeah, it turns out he's 110. But the judges turned around and said like, yeah, and he says he's a kid. So why are you calling him a liar? Don't be racist. Niggers, there's never been a nigger ever on the planet ever in the history of man that there's never been a nigger that lies. Because look, their motto is, look, every nigger says. Like, we know niggers don't lie because every nigger says, I ain't even gonna lie. It's because they never lie. They know they could lie, but they ain't even gonna lie. Every single one of these niggas who turns up, they get fucking escorted. They jump on this Jewish black inflatable, Jewish bought, Jewish owned, Jewish fucking fueled. Yeah. They turn up. Oy vey, are you a nigger? Are you a nigger? Oy vey, are you a nigger? Are you a nigger? Do you want to go to England? Yeah. Don't worry. We'll radio into fucking the French Coast Guard. Allez, allez, vite, vite, allez. J'allais en Angleterre dans le channel English. Je voudrais une escorte, s'il vous plaît. Yeah? And like fucking, and the French would be like that. It's that Jewish twat on the fucking inflatable again. Like fucking, way, monsieur le Jew. J'attends, allez-vous vite dans channel English. And so then so all the niggas get on there and then they turn up and they're like fucking, the French Coast Guard would be like, hello, roast beef, Navy. Do you have the RNLA? RNLA. Yes. We shall be meeting at the rendezvous. That's French, see, rendezvous. Do you understand? Roast beef, rendezvous, don Longland, excuse me, my French and English is not so good. I shall speak to you in franglais. We shall meet at the rendezvous avec le nigre. Le beau bateau, le bateau avec centime nigre. And then fucking the British Navy will be like, all right, mate, hello, is that you, Froggy, have you got the niggas, have you got the coons, right, mate, sad, right, we'll meet you at the rendezvous, with the RNLI, mate. You pronounce it Lifeboat Association. Say it with me, Froggy. Lifeboat Association. Yeah, it's totally voluntary, like fucking funded by the people, for the people, of the people. Yeah. So we'll see you at the rendezvous. If it's not us, if it's not one of our frigates, if it ain't one of them, it'll be one of them little fucking orange bastards. Plenty of room for the coon. Plenty of room for the coon. It's been a right pleasure fucking working with you, Froggy. We'll see you tomorrow, same time, same, well, these niggas are usually quite early for today. Is the Jew fucking driving the boat today, is he? They're usually on time, them Jews, you know what I mean? Unless it's a train journey. They seem to be averted from them fucking train journeys. Something about holographs or something like that. I can't remember. I wasn't paying attention to the TV when I was a kid. Anyway. But speak to you later, Froggy. We shall see you door. It's rendezvous. You racist. Say rendezvous. Hey, Froggy, I know it's rendezvous. It's rendezvous. Let's not have another 100-year war over it, eh? Eh? We're trying to destroy our own nations here, mate. Fucking hell. And it goes something like that. I don't know. But then the niggers, they turn up, they get to the English post and they're like that. I would not lie. I am not even going to lie. My name is Tabunga and I am a refugee. I have escaped. I am the gay one of the African village. And I ain't even going to lie. See, it's the motto. The niggas don't lie. I ain't even gonna lie. They're born saying it. So holding onto a stolen bike at the same time. But don't notice that because it's racist.
Se les ha dado mucha libertad, yo creo, y es eso, el recibir ayuda y no esperar nada a cambio de ellos. Quizás, pues, no sé, si vienes y te dan una ayuda, pues lo mínimo buscarte un trabajo.
So basically, like, they should want to study. She's this bitch, mate, like, fucking hell, man. At least she was bright. Like, brought out. I bet you the reason why they've blotted out her face is because she's Jewish and that she's got the most longest hook nose on the planet. You know what I mean? My fellow canary birds, they're beautiful. Look, you're so fucking ugly, they covered your face, mate. No wonder she's got her tits out. She's like, whatever you do, don't notice the nose. Mind you, anyway, there's very Jewish humour, I do apologise.
Estudiar porque te están dando esa oportunidad y esa oportunidad no la tiene todo el mundo. Que le den una ayuda a una persona que viene de fuera que no quiere estudiar y a mí, porque mi padre...
Because my father is self-employed.
Autonomous.
He's a rabbi. He owns a porn. He's got his own porn site, and does not give me a single euro.
Good.
And things that does not.
No es justo.
It's not fair. No. I also believe that once the rest of the people, the rest of the country, people in the country, see how comfortable they can live here without giving anything in return, I believe that this will slowly fill up with many migrants. And it will not. Well, I make myself fucking hell. You Spanish talk too fucking fast. Whoever done the subtitles, the hard of fucking reading and talking at the same time. Like, what? Do you think I'm a woman? Do I look like I can fucking multitask? Fucking. They're like, oh, you don't talk very much. No, I'm talking to myself all the time and I'm doing other stuff at the same time. Well, no, oh no, you want me to vocalize it like I'm some kind of fucking advanced driver chasing a fucking nigger who's just stolen a car. Nor in Spain. So anyway, she's minging on. I would like to go abroad. Yeah, fuck off, mate. Just learn to... Yeah. Anyway.
Who spoke English in what locals call the...
See, I hear Spanish and I just think, Bina, and it's your fault, America. You've ruined me. Like, well, I myself wouldn't like to live here in the future. Yeah, so she's literally gone. I don't have a problem with immigration, but these niggers...
They'll be there.
Rule Britannia rules the waves. We caused all the problems when he said it was illegal to have slaves. If we'd kept them, we could have culled them by now. But now the niggers have turned into a sacred cow. And that's fucking heathen as fuck, mate. We're a Christian nation. Can we stop turning niggers into sacred cows for some reason? That's basically what she's talking about. Anyway, thank you very much, Sternvogel. Sternvogel, $14, says, Heil be thou, rule Britannia. Heil to you too, Sternvogel. That's $14, which will be winging its way. Sure, charges from entropy, because entropy charges 15% or something like that. But we're winging its way at the end of this month, this very month, this mad March month. Beware the Ides of March. Beware the Ides of March. That's when Jews will stab you in the back. Mate, Caesar, you should have fucking listened to the old soothsayer, mate. Anyway, fucking Ides of March, that's the 11th, isn't it? Or something like that. Whatever. Beware the Ides of March. Did he listen? Did he fuck? Did he fuck, mate? Stay out of the Senate, mate. Look, don't go to the Senate, especially wearing what? Like your curtains? Did they have curtains in Rome? Is that? Oh, I've got a big sheet on. I don't believe they ever dressed like that. I think that's bollocks, mate. I think it's all Jewish cartoonish lies. Anyway, back to this Bintu's lad just turned around and said, we don't really have that much of a problem with immigration, but I certainly wouldn't want to live here in 2 years' time with all these niggers around. She's basically saying that, chat. Nor in Spain. I'd like to go abroad. See, abandoning. Bird, you shouldn't even have that choice. Your father should have chosen a well-to-do Spanish boy that you're going to marry and you're going to cook and clean for the rest of your life, and you're going to fucking love it. You get to chat to all your mates. You'll be able to do all the socials, but as long as they're fascist socials, you know what I mean? None of these fucking socials. That's what I was trying to say. They confuse me with socialism. It's communism is socialism as far as I'm concerned. Communism, and socialism is national socialism. And never the twain, we shouldn't be calling the two the same thing, because it's not. And don't try coming to me with your big brain theories of, well, no, there's two different kinds of socialism. Fuck off.
While filming this video in Las Palmas for my Spanish channel, I unexpectedly ran into a migrant who spoke English in what locals call the favelas of the city. He was really cool, and he told us how much being smuggled costs. Before you blame the migrant, you have to understand that these migrants are human trafficked by the mafia for hundreds to thousands of dollars each.
Look at how black this migrant is, man. Fucking hell. He's so black, he's having to put white eyes on his chest. I tell you what, when I rule the world, no niggas are allowed to walk around in any black clothing, man. They blend in too much, especially at night. Fuck that. Adora Lumen. The Spanish speak that fast because they want to keep up with the subtitles. Now, that's funny. Dora. I'll do the fucking jokes, all right? Anyway.
Told that an easy life awaits them in Europe. They are used as pawns in a bigger game. The European politicians are obliged to allocate millions of euros to rescue, house, feed, clothe, and transport these migrants, among other things. Many don't speak Spanish or English and end up in the street, completely destitute, often regretting their decision. Meanwhile, you have young people from some of these same countries with high studies, speaking multiple languages, who do everything correct and wait years to come legally, if they're lucky. It's a totally broken system.
English and Spanish, both.
Interesting.
From Morocco here with both.
Yeah.
I spent 1,000 euros.
Oh, he's a Moroccan. Yeah, I forgot to say, this looks like a Moroccan. They've got no jaws. They're very, very few Moroccans have got, they look more Somali. They're not Somali. They've got that thin North African look. It's like a cross between an Ethiopian, a Somali, and, Moroccans. When I first went to Amsterdam, man, Moroccans were the drug dealers. Like, cock, trips. Now it's all niggers. Mind you, that's a nigger. So it was always niggers then. Yeah, but they don't look like niggers. No, they look like niggers, Driller. They look like niggers. Stop pretending they don't. All right. I'll shut the fuck up and get on with it.
Give me a butter, suffer a lot, but thank God I'm here today. 9 years here. When you behave good to the people.
Nine years. Fuck off, mate. Just go home. Just go back to Morocco. It's a sovereign nation, allegedly, and all of that. You go there, man. Marrakesh is lovely. You can go and walk around holding hands like all the men do over there, which is weird. Anyway.
Well, people behave good to you.
Yeah, for sure. You respect.
Know, this is why I'm looking at my daily bread with this.
You usually go asking to clean cars.
Yeah.
Well, what's your name?
Mamadou.
Mucho gusto, Mamadou. Okay. You came here on a cayuco, on a raft, yeah, from Laayoune, Morocco, yeah, okay. 9 years
ago. Why are you fleeing Morocco? Like, fucking Morocco's... Just shut the fuck up, like, see? See, like, literally, they're trying to tell us that these cunts are paying thousands to get on a boat to travel, like, 30 miles and that, mate. Bollocks, mate, the bollocks. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I don't believe this is the state of the boats they're getting on in that, like, yeah? Like, where are they getting... The one question, they say, oh, they have to get all this money. Oh, it costs thousands. How are you getting the money? Where'd you get the money from? Your country has got no fucking money. Like, the countries that they're coming from, guess what? Their fiat currency in their nation is not internationally accepted. So how the fuck are they getting US dollars, thousands of US dollars, in their fucking banana republic countries with no legal, internationally recognized legal tender, and going like, yeah, yeah, there you go. Hello, Buana. Can I want ticket. I want ticket. Shut up. Shut up, mate. Shut the fuck up. I don't believe you. Like, $10 a head. $10 a head. Like, fucking, do you know how cheap diesel is over there, mate? You know what I mean? They ain't paying fucking, like, any environmental tax on their fuel in that. Like, you know what I mean? It's not like the UK, but it's like 115% tax on your petrol or diesel. You know what I mean? Yeah, the whole fucking lie, the whole model that they're selling us, like, all these coons, they're millionaires, they're selling the gold from, Wakanda, they're selling Wakanda technology to get on boats that look like fucking, gosh, it's so stupid, chat, it's really fucking stupid any of us actually accept this as a reality. Like, we really need to just point and laugh. Anybody who says, well, it's the gangs, just laugh at them. Fuck off, mate. How are these coons? How are these niggas? Like, fucking, if anybody's going to be visiting the... How did you get the money to get here, mate? How did you get the fucking money to get here? It's not cheap. It's not cheap to travel across the fucking... Where'd you get the money from? Living homeless in France. Yeah? So they're trying to tell us that it costs so many thousand to get to Europe, then it costs so many thousand to go from here, it costs so many thousand. So you're telling me that it's like fucking these niggers, yeah, are somehow, they've got like 40 or 50 grand fucking spending money to get themselves to your country. Shut the fuck up. That's so fucking stupid. So fucking stupid. If I can work that out, why the fuck isn't the rest of the world? Because I am like proper low IQ when it comes to this shit.
Go. How do you feel about other migrants from Africa arriving nowadays? It's different, right?
Yeah, more really different.
It's not really different. It's that you turned up, you shouldn't have, you need to fuck off home, yeah? Lead by example, nigga, and go home.
Because me, I prefer to live here and die here.
Yeah.
Than to live in Africa.
Yeah.
So Africa.
No, you're not even African, you're Morocco. Morocco, mate. Morocco is like fucking, I wouldn't consider Morocco African. You know what I mean? Like, they're not sub-Saharan, even though you talk and sound and look like you've got the same IQ.
It's fire. God, I lost God, sorry for me.
He's been in the Canary Islands for 9 years and he still speaks like a nigger. For fuck's sake. Anyway, yeah, because the Spanish language is English. I don't know. It's Spanglish? I don't know.
You know, for me,
yeah.
Then I can never tell anyone or my friend to take boat to cross this sea because it's very peligrous, it's very dangerous.
Yeah, very dangerous.
Yeah. It's película. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
película.
It's a movie. It's a movie.
More than movie. 7 days in the sea, seven people dies. When the people die, we throw it in the water.
So you recommend to the migrants, don't cross. You recommend it's too dangerous.
Yeah, of course. I never tell anyone to cross the sea to come here because then you reach here, you have to suffer a lot. Because we African people, we think when you reach to Europe, you just take the money and go back.
Yes.
You know, some of our brothers fool us. They can spend 50 years, 100 years. They can never tell you the truth. They're going to Africa with one cars, going all up and down, boom, boom, boom. So, you have money in Africa, people can never value you. They value the people who come from Europe to America. You know what I mean? This is where everyone wants to come. But listen, I reached here. They told me that 3 years before you have paper. Now I am here 9 years without paper. But how can I make my passport? I need to go to Africa to face new passport.
Yeah.
I never go. So I prefer.
See, so he was told you have to go back to Morocco. He said Africa, yeah, to make a new passport. He's like, fuck you. Yeah, this is the fucking attitude of these criminal minds. Yeah, he's like, there's too many of us here now because we have been fooled. We have been fooled into coming here because the only people who have value. Did you hear what he said? The only people who have value in Africa are from Europe. He's talking about white men, right?
I don't live, but I don't die. He was without paper.
You want to stay here. This is where you feel comfortable.
Yeah, of course.
Of course you feel comfortable. Of course you feel comfortable. White people are way too fucking nice. Even the Spanish, like, you know what I mean? Obviously way too accommodating, too tolerant, fucking the natural instinct of the survival instinct of the white tribes of Europe needs to be rekindled rapidly.
Yeah.
Bro, I'm even proud of Canaria.
How do you feel about many hundreds or thousands arriving every day with the Red Cross? They seem like they get more.
Yeah, the Red Cross, mate. Wait until you hear what the fucking Red Cross have done. Like fucking. I tell you what, I'm just gonna let it play for a little while. Just the Red Cross are a bunch of bastards, mate. The Red Cross are a bunch of bastards.
Helping you, right?
Yeah, because they're getting, for me, they are stupid. It's not because of that, because we the African people, we are stupid, but we don't like the truth. It's not important.
What was that? We African people are stupid. There you go. That's a bit racist. Oh, fucking hell. Quick, cancel him. Deport him. Trump would have, if he was in America, Trump would have him deported for racism, for saying Africans are stupid.
Here, this is where you feel comfortable.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Bro, I'm even proud of Canaria.
How do you feel about many hundreds or thousands arriving every day with the Red Cross? They seem like they get more help than you, right?
Yeah, because they're getting, for me, they are stupid. It's not because of that, because
Cross. They seem like they get more help than you, right?
Yeah, because they're getting, for me, they are stupid. It's not because of that, because we the African people, we are stupid, but we don't like the truth. It's not important to cross the sea to come here, because you came here, you suffer more than to Africa.
Really?
Because help is only one moment. Like me now, if I don't have to look for my daily bread like this, mm-hmm. I need to go stay or do bad. Then later the people say, no, this black boy is rude boy, this boy. It's really hard, eh? Europe, it is hard.
Yeah.
But you gotta be strong.
You wanna go get some food somewhere?
Of course.
You wanna join us?
Yeah.
Do not chat. Do not feed the niggers. Do not feed the niggers, chat. Do not feed the niggers. Do not feed the niggers. I'm just dropping that in the chat right now on FTJ. Don't feed them. Don't feed them. Like fucking. This leads to a very good post that I found from Laura Fowler. Laura Fowler, that base bird, fucking part of the Patriot Front, and that like fucking. What's his name's missus? Where is it? Where did I post it? I posted it in the Brett Full Anglo-Saxon live chat. And she said, Rupert Lowe just tweeted this. Let's just get this up. Where's me fucking OBS, mate? There it is, mate. Right, let's go over there like that. Right, hold on. Oof, no, I'll just read it to you. So, Where is it? So she posted this, like, yeah. Where is it? I'm reading it now. Rupert Lowe just... close that. There you go. No, twat. Do it again. Right. So Rupert Lowe just tweeted this. He really isn't that far away from patriotic alternative at all. The tweet he said is pretty much word for word what patriotic alternative policy has been for the last 5 years. She'd just argue that they'd offer further incentives for legal migrants who also don't fit in here and who want to return home. So what did Rupert Lowe tweet? The guy who's just been kicked out of Reform, the base, like, oh, we like migration. Well, we need migration party in the UK. So he said deportations don't always mean raids. Stop paying them benefits. Stop housing them. Stop accommodating them. pay them to go. Hundreds of thousands will leave voluntarily. And those that don't, then yes, they must be securely detained and forcibly removed. Will it happen overnight? No. Does it need to be our policy objective? Absolutely. Yes. They are here illegally. There must be consequences to that. Otherwise, why bother with borders at all? If people know they can come and they can stay, they will keep coming and coming and coming, obviously. People can maliciously misrepresent my position as much as they like. The vast majority of the British public agree with me, despite almost no MPs publicly supporting that view in Parliament. I support mass deportations of illegal migrants and foreign criminals and will continue to make that argument in Westminster. There you go. Fucking hell. There you go. He's based as fuck, mate. He's based as fuck, Rupert Lowe. And I don't even trust politicians, but it's the right words. It's the right noises. It's the right noises. It's the right words. Even this nigger knows that they should all just fuck off back home, mate.
I'm in Gran Canaria. I will never forget our whole family. But it was because of the time things is very hard here. Thank you to help me because she really helped me to come here, to spend everything for me, to reach here. Mm-hmm. I'm really proud of her.
Yeah.
Let God bless her with her house, more with her children, with everything.
Well, right now it's a big problem because...
That's a Jew. I don't care what you say. That's a fucking Jew. Look at that. Look at it. Look. Is that a Jew chat? One in the chat. Please tell me. Am I paranoid now? Is everybody that I'm looking at in this, like, who's not black, a Jew? Please. I'm starting to think I might be developing some kind of complex. That geezer's got a complex. Is that the Mamza complex? Is that I just don't trust it anymore. I just don't know. Like fucking the Mr. Foss. Thank you, Bear Waffen. Yeah, coincidence. You know what I mean. There's that Dora Luma. Psychodrill, I can't help you. I see them everywhere too, sir. Exactly. It's that. Don't notice. Don't notice. Whatever you do, don't notice, chat. Stop it. Stop it. Gulags all round. Gulag. Gulag for you. Gulag for you. Gulag for you. Fuck's sake.
Here, it's happening like in other places in Latin America. There is no work for the guys that work here, and it's horrible.
So you're saying there's no work for the local Canary
Yeah,
Islanders.
No local. It's full out of control here.
Do you think the immigration from Africa in the last few years, has this been problematic for the people or not really?
He's wearing a cross,
though. It's not a problem. The problem is that they are coming
a lot
here.
My mouse has just vanished, for fuck's sake.
That's a real
He's
problem.
Wearing
not
a cross. He's wearing a cross. He's wearing a cross. See, like fucking... Mind you, they all wear crosses. No, they wouldn't wear a cross. Not if he's a Jew. If he's a Jew, he wouldn't be wearing that crucifix, would he? You know what I mean? This is what I need to do. I need to calm the fuck down. I'm like, seem quick. That was Alfredo. No, Alfredo was a twat. Don't listen to Alfredo.
Them, it's all right, but many of them, it's a big problem.
Some it's all right, but many of them it's a big problem. None is all right.
The majority of the crime.
He's got eight niggers on his shirt. Yeah. Well, they're fucking out. Yeah, you're right. Is that... Yeah. No, I don't know. Anyway, I'm not counting. I'm not
that are committing here are committed by some people that emigrate here. So that's a problem, yeah.
No siento que sea ni positivo ni negativo porque como inmigrante siento que todos tenemos la oportunidad.
Now you look and sound like a beaner. They look like beaners. They sound like beaners. Are these beaners? Let's see. It's just getting worse. It's getting worse. However, since there are Venezuelans, see, how are the Venezuelans getting over? You know what I mean? It's like, what the fuck? International travel is way too fucking cheap. There are more people turning up on planes. Look, chat, there are more people turning up on planes than there are fucking... people in boats, turning up in boats, yeah? All these plane companies, you know how they charge you environmental tax on your fuel? Yeah. They don't charge the aviation fuel. Like they say that causes global warming and everything. It's not a globe. But they don't charge them a tax for it. Yeah. They're spraying it in the atmosphere, apparently. Soon when I rule the world, like the international travel will become fucking expensive. Like, you know what I mean? If you want to do international travel, you've got to join the merchant navy and be a man. No more of this fucking, the women are traveling. I don't want her to be culturally enriched. I don't, what I want her to know how to do is cook, clean and teach. Cook, clean and teach. And, anyway. These beaners, man. However, since there are Venezuelan, and there are other immigrants from any other country, because they think they are outside their country, can do whatever they want. I feel that it's not fair for people who come to work, to the people who are trying hard, so to speak. So I feel that there are people who take advantage, just as there are others who are taking advantage of. Yes. So because you can, yes, because you contribute and work, this is what fucking reform is saying, mate. Reform, as long as you're coming here to enhance our people, we need people to turn up. So it's just not fair. It's not fair. All of these are legal. They're making everybody look bad. No, I tell you what, there's a limit, and we've had too much. We need to roll it right back. Just everybody, you can all fuck off, and then I tell you what, we'll tell you, like, fucking, we'll say, you're leaving, we ain't got a problem with you, here's a certificate saying you're not the reason why we kicked everyone out, so when you turn up in your nation, that'll be your ticket to taking over, to being in charge, because, like, we'll also say, we've kicked out all of these ones back to your nation, because they're the criminal cunts who took the piss. So then you'll have the fucking certificate as the qualified, not kicked out for any poor character traits, but just kicked out because of all of the other cunts. Yeah. So then you can turn up in your country and go, look, mate, I got kicked out because of these cunts. Yeah. So I'm in charge. Yeah. Because there'll be way fewer people with the certificate of, like, I didn't do nothing. The didn't do nothing fucking qualification. You know what I mean? I didn't do nothing. Yeah, you're still going, mate. I don't give a fuck. We don't give a fuck anymore. No more Mr. What Nice White Guy, mate. I'm telling you, it's as simple as that. It is as simple as that. Like, fucking, if a retard like me can work it out, I'm sure all it is a printing press and some fucking incentive. You know what I mean?
Tisan, no? Y trabajan. These guys pay taxes.
Goy Brothers, you learn how you stream by clicking the How Do I Stream button on the side of the screen. If you're on the homepage, just scroll down to the bottom left and it'll tell you how to do it. You've got to earn your streaming rights on GTV, mate. You don't just get given it. You got to be based as fuck. Or, like, they do have a quota for retards. And I filled that quota. Only one retard per platform. Phil's like, what about me? Well, no, you're different. You're different, Phil.
Ustedes están pagando para las personas que reciben
hotels. They are paying people who receive hotels. You are paying. No, you're not paying. The Jews are paying the government to do this to you. And you don't look Spanish to me. I don't trust any of them.
Exactamente. Eso te indigna un poco.
Claro, porque mientras yo.
Dora's like, suck it, Twitter. Technically, you fill two slots, sir. Please tell me how to set up a stream. You need OBS. Have you got OBS, Goy Brothers? Have you got OBS? Do you have OBS? You haven't even got a PFP, mate. I don't trust you, Goy Brothers. But I'm suspicious as fuck. You've turned up in the wrong stream. I'm not here for the novices. Yeah. If you're a noob, I tell you what, put hashtag unruled or something. He's the man you need to talk to. I'm not the man you need to talk to. I'm merely, retired waffen, and somebody else set up all my system for me. I don't really know what I'm doing. If you believe that, you believe anything. I don't know what I'm doing. Ooh, fucking hell. Read the disclaimer. All I'm doing is being funny. I'm being funny. I'm not tech waffen, but you can check it out for yourself. Didn't do nothing. We got a didn't do nothing certificate. Modern Viking. But welcome, Goy brothers. I'm just a paranoid motherfucker. If you're sound, you're sound. If you're sound, you're sound. I just don't know how, I don't know how to do it. But, have you been given the stream key? You've got to know the stream key. You've got to have the URL. If you type into, your chosen AI, how do I stream on, unique RTMPs? Yeah, it'll tell you how to do it. It'll tell you how to do it. That's how I did it. That's how I did it. There's also, there's plenty of videos on YouTube. Basically, you need to know how to use OBS. OBS. People say stream, there's various versions of OBS, but I say, if you're on a PC and you need a gamer system, you need a fucking Uber. No. It helps to have a gamer PC. And a very good video card, but actually it doesn't really help that much. Like, you just were, if you've got a very strong internet connection, you should be able to do it. But really, you're spot on with all the takes. I don't know what I'm talking about. The fuck are you? I don't know. Please tell me how to set up a stream. Anyway, I don't know. Anyway, back to these beaner looking Spaniards. Alleged Spaniards. No, I'm reading this. Didn't do nothing. Shall we zoom in on this? I can't read it. Let's go to the massive, like, ooh. Zoom. This is the close-up. I don't understand, no. Is it just an AI, like, fucking... You know, it's all in calligraphy and that, pretending I can read without these... No, it's just made up words. It's just made up words. But that's very funny. Thank you very much, Modern Viking. I do enjoy the meme waffen and the gif waffen and all of that. Would a laptop work? Yes, a laptop would work. That's how I first started streaming. A notepad would do it, mate. Because apparently laptops and notepads, even though they look like the same fucking thing, a notepad is tiny compared to a laptop. I highly recommend you, what you need is a very good processor. You need, depends on the laptop. Yeah, there are browser versions of OBS, so you don't have to download it. If you've got a small laptop and you don't want to, take up your hard drive and slow it down or anything like that, you could use, Stream Juice, Juice Yard or something. Streamlabs, that's a browser version. So you can actually do all your streaming through what it does. Look, man, you're making me get all technical and tell you how. Look, I'm supposed to be a clown and low IQ. I'm fucking, you're ruining the illusion, Goy brothers. These are secrets that people shouldn't know. No, if you reach out, look, I tell you what, Goy brothers, like fucking, links, description. I know a number of good videos that will assist you that I'm not going to chuck in the chat. So if you want to contact me in the various ways that you can contact me, I'll send you some links and I'll assist if I can. But ideally, you need to speak to Unruled or one of the other tech waffen on GTV, because that's where you are. But anyway, good luck. Good luck in your streaming career, sir. We need more. We need more. Anyway, how do we contact you? I just said. Click the links in the description. Flood Social's the best one if you want DMs. If you want to join the full Anglo-Saxon Breakfast Show live chat on Telegram, go there. I could chuck you links there as well. I'm quite an ignorant twat. You might have to chase me up. I ask Sleep No More. Like, fucking, it takes some years sometimes for me to reply. Or ask Rusky Waffen as well. I'm ignorant to her as well. Anyway, we're getting on with this.
Estoy trabajando y me quitan cierta parte.
And they take a certain part of my salary. Look, they don't. They don't. You stupid bint. Anyway. Oh yeah. So let's just do this one.
Tenemos un poco de miedo.
We Canarians have become a bit afraid.
La masificación.
The mass immigration, the migrants are not without knowing where to go. Let's rewind this one. Moroccans. Okay, let's just do this.
Ustedes están pagando.
You're paying for the people who receive hotel, etc.
Para las personas que reciben hoteles, etc.
Exactamente.
Yeah, exactly.
Eso te indigna un poco.
Claro, porque.
Does that make you angry? Of course, because while I'm working, blah 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 blah.
Me quitan cierta parte de mi sueldo, otra persona.
They make you part of my salary. Other person benefits from my work. Yeah, standard.
Siento que no es justo porque bastante ganas que uno le echa.
One puts in a lot of effort. Modern Viking, thank you very much. He's just come in on the FTJ crew. Right there, right there, right there. This is the beautiful thing about FTJ and White Pilled. They are the two platforms where if you do want to stream, you get instant monetization. Unlike the Jewish platforms where you've got to have so many fucking, you've got to either pay for it. Like, I mean, you've got to pay for FTJ, but you can stream on White Pilled straight away and be instantly monetized on White Pilled. So there's a couple of things that you have to do, but, thank you very much to Modern Viking. He's just come in with /driller. Says it right there. He said for $5, and that's $5. That because we're doing a sponsorship. We're doing a support fund. This month's fundraiser is for the good lady Vivian, Pumper Goyle, and Memestress Extraordinaire. If you want to make a video, and she's not too busy, she might be a bird that you want to reach out to. Anyway, thank you very much for the $5 USD. And the beautiful thing about FTJ and White Pilled is, unlike other platforms, the fee literally is taken at the point of where you buy or fill. Like with FTJ, the only fee is a transaction fee, which is charged by whoever the payment handler is. With White Pilled, which is very competitive price, part of that, the money that you, when you buy tokens, goes to the upkeep of the White Pilled network, which is expanding. So if you want to stream and you want to, and then what happens with those two particular platforms is you give a dollar's worth of tokens to either of these two platforms. The streamer or content creator gets 100% of that donation. It's taken at the other side. For FTJ, it's merely the charge of the transaction, which FTJ doesn't charge. Yeah. FTJ, well, you got to pay like $50. It's like $5 or $6 a month to have, be able to upload and have a space on the hard drive, whatever they call it, the cloud. I don't know. With White Pilled, it's $4 a month, to have a certain amount of data. You know what I mean? You guys are used to this. Like, I'm from the generation before where it was like, what do you mean? I've got to pay to use the fucking internet. You know what I mean? But what this is about us now becoming the economic force, we are now funding our own networks. Instead of the Jew getting us to fund them to then degenerate us, basically. Something like that. I don't know. Look, mate, I'm just a fucking streamer, mate. And I'm not very good at it either. Like, so there are people who are way more intelligent than me, who've got way more important stuff to point out to you. And hopefully get you a bit more organized so you don't have to fucking waste your time listening to dickheads like me. They're all very welcome to the group. What? So anyway, fuck off with your Spanish. Like this geezer could speak English. They're cheeky bastards. Like, fuck off. This whole thing is like fucking to subdue the Spaniards into thinking that they think it's cool. Oh yeah, we all love this. We fucking love this. So Moroccans, he says. Look at that with your neckerchief. I bet you don't. He looks like. I bet he doesn't even have a yacht. Smoking a spliff in that as well. Moroccans have been a very welcome group in the Canary Islands. I do apologise. I should read this more properly. For many centuries, Moroccans have been welcome in the Canary Islands for many centuries. He says. And they have integrated into Canarian society. Workers, fathers with their wives and children. Very good people, Moroccans. All right, mate. Yeah, fucking hell. I have noticed that in recent decades. That's plural. That's 20 years ago. For the last 20 years, he says, I've noticed. Don't be noticing. It's illegal.
Decades.
We Canarians have become a bit afraid.
la masificación.
The mass migration. Of migrants without knowing where to go. They wander the streets, well dressed in Prada and Gucci. But I'm not buying that a man who has no culture.
Que un señor que no tiene cultura vaya con una.
Walks down the street with Nikes on.
Nike, un móvil de
a $300 cell phone.
$300, caminando por la calle.
With a Walkman and a cap.
Y con los Walkman y su gorra de bebé. Y diga.
And says, hey man, let's smoke before it's too late.
Man, fumamos muy mique esta tarde.
And they live happily while we Canarians work from 7 in the morning to 7 in the evening to earn a little money to live. And it is not normal for this to be like this. Civilized countries are appreciated for welcoming, caring for,
transformar,
and transforming this man who comes to this country
de su cultura,
from his culture. He should keep what is necessary in his soul,
en su alma, pero que practica,
but should practice ours if he is in this land.
La nuestra, si estás en esta tierra,
adapt and you stay. No, fuck off. No, it's too late now. It's too late. There's been too much adapting. If you don't adapt, you leave. Yeah, all fuck off. They've all got to fuck off now, mate. You'd be a lot happier. You know you would be. If you don't adapt, you leave. Yeah. There are no laws. There are no formulas. There is no consensus to be able to do that. And it hurts me, Elliot, this geezer who's making the film is called Elliot. Is Elliot, Elliot's a Jewish name. E.T., go home, you fucking filthy fork-tongued twat. You have no home. Yes, you got it, it's in the Oblast region. The Jews running fucking Soviet Russia gave it to you way long ago, man. Israel has no right to exist.
Me duele, porque es mi tierra y la quiero sobre todas las cosas.
Me llamo Ngora.
My name is Kutabunga, and I'm from Senegal. Fucking hell, mate. That's blacker than black. Fucking hell.
Yo soy de Senegal.
¿Cuánto tiempo?
How long have you been in Spain? Too fucking long.
¿Cuánto llevas en España?
Un año y...
1 year and 4 months. Jesus, 4 months. That's 16 months. Like, fuck's sake.
4 meses.
Se nota que hablo.
It's obvious that you speak Spanish well. Yeah, when I fucking rule the world, any niggas speaking Spanish, no, find a wall, pick a wall. No more of this bilingual shit.
Bien el español. Me alegro por ti.
I'm happy for you. Yes, thank you. Thank you. Oh, fuck off, mate.
Sí, gracias.
¿Estudiaste español?
Did you study Spanish back then? I'm not studying it right now.
Ante ahora no.
¿Cuál es tu plan?
What is your plan for the future? To fuck the white women. To fuck the white women and to take over the country. I am the Spanish man now. Look at me. I am the Spaniard now.
Para el futuro, ¿quieres vivir en
España? Do you want to live in Spain or Senegal?
España o en Francia o en Senegal.
In Spain, France or Senegal. I prefer Spain, of course you do, nigga. Tough. We don't care what you prefer. It's not about what you prefer, mate. It's about where you're from. And you got to go back. Go back and fix your nation, mate.
España. Canaria, mejor.
The Canary Islands better. Yeah, you get way more, don't you?
La vida es difícil aquí para ti.
It's difficult for you. Yes, it has been difficult before.
Yes, antes muy difícil. La vida siempre
va difícil. Life will always be difficult. Not as a black man in this nation. Not as difficult as it should be for you. Just go back to your own country. You've got loads of shit over there. You've got fucking lions, tiger, cheetahs. No tigers. No tigers are Indian. You've got fucking baboons. You know, remember what your dad looked like? Yeah.
Nosotros siempre buscando.
We always look for work to help my family. I tell you what, if you want to help your family, go home and fix your fucking country, nigger. We are in Spain to look for work. There's no work for you, nigger. There's no work for you. I tell you what, go home and make your own work. create a business, become an entrepreneur, turn fucking wherever, Senegal, into fucking Wakanda, mate. You know what I mean? Learn to fish in that.
España para buscar trabajar.
¿Qué tipo de trabajo te gustaría?
What kind of work would you like? White man work. White man. I want to be a white man.
A mí me gusta...
I would like to be a mechanic.
Mechanical. Bien, bien, bien. Para cruzar el mar, ¿tuviste que pagar persona?
Sí.
When you came across the sea, did you have to pay a person?
¿Cuánto tuviste que pagar?
How much did you pay? $1,400. $1,400.
Es mucho.
Is that a lot? Yes, it is a lot.
Mucho, sí.
Las personas de
Senegal. Do people from Senegal?
Legal. Tienen problemas
with other
con otros países
like
como de Marruecos o todos son amigos.
Or are they all
todos
friends?
Son amigos, nosotros.
See, no. Did you notice, chat, how he didn't? There wasn't a follow. How did you earn the money? You're not qualified. You're not qualified in anything. How did you earn? He said it's a lot of money. Where did you get it from? Where the fuck? Oi, nigger. Big question, mate. Where did you get? How did you in Senegal? How did you earn at such a fucking? Oi, Chalky. Yes, man. Chalky. Your story doesn't quite match up, mate. Yeah? How the fuck did you get $1,400 together? How old are you? You know, I don't believe your tale, mate. I don't believe your tale. You're full of shit, mate. Actually, I don't care anyway. I don't care whether you're telling the truth or not. You need to fuck off. We are Muslims. We don't have problems with any other country. Fucking niggers. He got it from a Jewish NGO. Exactly, sir. Sleep No More knows the score. Oh, Heavy Gustav's here. Hey, buddy, tech support. I jest. Scott, yo. Nice. Heavy Gustav, good to see you, mate. Good to see you.
Hay otro país también.
¿Cómo te tratan los?
How do the Spanish treat you? Too fucking
españoles,
well.
Las personas de aquí, ¿cómo te tratan?
Too well.
Hay veces mal, hay veces bien. Ahí tiene mucho gente que gusta.
There are many people who like African. Yeah. Well, that's what you call weaponization of the weather effect. Yeah. Can we stop fucking promoting niggers, please? Yeah. Have some self-respect, white man.
En África hay otra gente.
And there are many. Other who do not like the African. Yeah, many other people who do not like the African for good reason as well, mate. You know what I mean? I know what they do. I know what those Africans do to each other, let alone the white man. And look what they're doing to the white man. They fucking look at what the Muslim ones as well, whether they're African or fucking, the sand nigger type, the mountain nigger type, like fucking Afghan mountain nigger, fucking sand nigger is like fucking what, Syrian. Like, you know what I mean? 25, 30 years of fucking destroying nations and then allowing their people to turn up where there's been, like, of course you're not going to get the best of the best because they killed all the best of the best or whatever. There are good people and bad people all over the world. Oh, very, very, very Jewish. In Spain, there are many people who like African. Well, thank you very much. Yeah, so once again, the Jewish script is, we have this nigger. Hey, nigger. We need you to tell everybody on the camera that everybody in Spain loves the nigger. Everybody loves the nigger. We need more niggers. This is the only way. Because there are bad people all over the world. Yeah, but there's more bad people in Africa than anywhere else, mate. I'm telling you right now, there is more bad people in Africa than any fucking where else, mate. Yeah? You know what I mean? What's it?
My Bible teaches me that you are a beast of the field.
But he's like this. He's turned up. He's left Africa. And this is the mentality that he's got.
African-American. I don't want to be one of y'all.
He wants to be Spanish-African. He wants to be African-Spanish, mate. He wants to be African-Spanish. Thank you very much. No, fuck off, nigga.
Muchísimas gracias y espero lo mejor para ti, ¿vale?
We hope the best for you. Thank you.
Muchísimas de nada.
Now it was time to pack up and catch two small flights to El Hierro. It was 130 euros as a non-resident, but thankfully the car and the hotels were much cheaper than the main islands, and a car was absolutely necessary for this island. The island was absolutely astounding, and I had always wondered what it would be like. I can tell you, the culture is magnificent, and it feels like going back in time. If you want a full cultural video of what life is like on the island, please let me know in the comments. Sadly, cultural videos don't usually get a lot of views, so I usually put them on my YouTube memberships page or my Patreon.
Well, as you guys can see, we are officially in the island of El Hierro. What an impactful place. These waves are the biggest waves I've ever seen in my life. And look at this massive cliff behind us. This is astounding. I feel like I'm in Jurassic Park. Maybe this is what people feel like when they go to Hawaii for the first time, but I'll tell you guys something. This is like a fourth of the price. But people don't really come here too much because it is quite far out, quite isolated. It is a hassle to get here. And I just want to go around the island to show you guys this absolutely amazing place before we head to the place that is being inundated with rafts and boats arriving from the west coast of Africa. Tens of thousands of migrants have arrived here the last few years. But let's just take a moment to appreciate this beauty. Interesting fact, this is a near vertical cliff, but there are some trails, some ancient trails where goats used to climb up. The men in the village told me just earlier. Another interesting fact is where I'm standing, many people over the years have drowned because if you go out here, some of the waves, as you can see in the distance, are absolutely massive. So yeah, people might get swept off, and you can see some floating wood here that was damaged. This is all wet. Very, very dangerous. But yeah, you guys, I want to stay on topic, but what a marvelous place. What an amazing thing Mother Nature has done. I cannot believe that I did not learn about this stuff in school, and I only learned about this as an adult, that places like the Canary Islands existed. But just think, like, you risk your life, you almost drown, you came from a third world country, you're young, a young man, and then, you know, you get to a place like this where they give you medicine, they give you help, housing, cell phone, clothes, you get to hang out and go to the beach.
Why do they get given all this shit? This geezer's talking about it like it's a good thing.
You're not going to want to go back to Africa, let's be honest.
Of course. I'm going to shut the fuck up and let this geezer talk. I've got to go and do something anyway. If I don't talk for the next 5 minutes, it's because I'm busy.
I met a politician yesterday who said that he wants to train them. They want to get funding to train the kids, to educate them, to, you know, give them a skill, and then they have to go back home. I just don't think that would happen. If I'm from Africa, third world country, even if I do get the skill, I'm not going to want to go home. This is a paradise. And then if you don't stay here, I mean, Europe is a paradise in itself. Obviously, it's not as easy as they make it sound. You know, they, after the initial help, they do get, you know, sometimes thrown to the wolves. Okay, so this is the first time I saw this. I didn't expect to see this. There we go. La Frontera. There's a lot of them. Like, at least 15 of them. You know, they have a Canary Island worker that's, you know, their chaperone, their social worker, whatever. You know, what's blowing my mind about this place is I'm just seeing life unfold here. This guy working here, the guy's deaf right there, just chilling, smoking a cig. We got some people coming home from school. The cars passing by. I feel like we're in a different planet, you know. At the same time, there's people going to work in Chicago, or there's people, you know, hustling in Madrid. And my whole life, I never knew this existed, and life was just standing still here. Time goes extra slow on the island, and people are just living in peace. Ultra security here. Even with the migrants, I don't think it's very dangerous. It is just a huge, massive task to tackle, though, with so many of them arriving. I've been going up to every single local I can and ask them to give me information, how they feel. And they said, if you talk about this topic, they're extremely pissed off and tired. And they said, if you talk about this public, you get punished by the local government. What does that mean? Well, maybe they'll make it difficult for you to do some paperwork with the town hall. Maybe they won't renew your papers or any sort of bureaucratic thing that you need to do. They punish you. And I said, you guys, this is socialism. This is what they do in socialist countries. And they're like, yep, exactly.
Communist countries is not socialist, and you don't fucking confuse me anymore. Anyway, get on with it, you stupid bastards. It's communism. It's not socialism. I'm not buying this fucking old. Not that socialism. It's this socialism. Fuck off, mate. No, it's anti-socialism. Actually, it's anti-socialism. You can't get more anti-social than what's going on right now, mate.
Exactly.
That's what's going on here, you guys. That's why they won't speak. They're scared of being labeled as a racist or someone that's against the government, when really, everyone has a strong opinion about it here. All right, we found something here. This is like a little farm area up in the middle of nowhere, and we have informal tents being set up. I can't tell what organization, I think it's the police. All these informal tents, and I can see, I don't know, at least 15 to 20 migrants there wearing Red Cross blankets from the cold. Maybe they have just arrived. This is what we're seeing right here. This is one of the encampments of the adults. I can go there and ask them if I can film more, but I highly doubt it. So yeah, this is the national police here. So, oh my God, it looks like a military encampment, you guys. It looks like a first aid station, you know, like after a battle or something. Crazy to see. And it's right out here in the middle of this agricultural field. Wow, I cannot believe this, because this is so beautiful. We're on the island, a small island. You can't even tell that we're on an island right now. I just talked to the police and they said I can't record it, even though I already got some footage from the outside. Now we're gonna head down to the port. But obviously it's directly and indirectly affecting the locals here. I mean, look at this beautiful land. Only 10,000 native locals, and more people in 2024, more migrants, thousands, tens of thousands arrived here, and who knows what 2025 will be like. Yeah, this was just an old little stable for people that like horses. History in the making. Have a look at this as we go down to the coast, these beautiful alpine forests, and right before you know it, we're gonna be at the coast where there's palm trees and a much warmer temperature. We made it to the famous port in Restinga. All these buildings here are the Red Cross, the people who saved the lives of the migrants. Now that is a boat that arrived this morning. I'm gonna zoom in. Sorry for the wind, it's extremely windy. They said if they didn't save that boat, if it was out there for 5 more minutes, everyone on that boat would have drowned. So it's still docked there. It's kind of creepy to see, kind of weird. We're gonna go see if we can approach this area to see what it's like more. But yeah, that was from this morning. They said every single day people are arriving to this general area. So this is what the Red Cross sees. This is a zone I can't access, but the Red Cross is down here. There's the two Coast Guard ships, which is quite unusual for a small port like this, the city of Restinga. And let's check this out. In the vast Atlantic Ocean, we have thousands of miles in that direction. That would be where they come from. They come here with a cell phone. They know as soon as they get close, if they get close, they can call, and then boom, these guys get activated, and then all the Red Cross comes down here. There's all the chatter in the village. All right, we have a Cayuco.
So the Red Cross is definitely, the International Red Cross is definitely a group that is being funded by various governmental programs across the EU and probably further afield. I wouldn't be surprised if the Red Cross weren't in receipt of USAID funds. You're not going to hear about that from Doja, are you? You're not going to hear about any of this, because, like, the Red Cross are our guys.
Or a boat coming, we have to save them. So the European Union obviously does a wonderful job at saving these people, but the people in the village, yeah, are very, very tired of this. They didn't have to deal with this years ago at the same level. And then from here, they go inland to the camp where we saw earlier. And then from there, they get sent on a ferry after they get processed or whatever, sent to the other Canary Islands. And then from there, who knows where they go, what they do, what their intentions are, which nationalities they are, and what their final destination will be. That's what we're living right now in the year of 2025. 55 migrants arrived this morning. There was a mother and a 4-year-old girl. So yes, he said, just recently, the last few years.
There was a mother and a 4-year-old girl. I very much doubt it, but then again, it might be true.
Years, children and women are arriving. He said, sadly, sometimes the mothers go to the boats in Senegal and they drop their kids off, and the kids hope that maybe one day they'll see each other again. Up in the capital city, there's a center for the children. The children have a different process for what they do from here. And we're just seeing the remnants of what's happening. We have these two big boats here, and this one was from yesterday. They cut it up. And then there's this one, which is this morning. So another thing that they have to deal with is they have to deal with trench foot, because there's urine, feces, gas, salt water all mixed in there, and they're sleeping on this. They're sleeping on this boat. This was here for 8 days and 8 nights, and their feet are submerged into this, which is why they get trench foot. If they have an open cut, they're screwed. He also said that the knees of the migrants rub against each other because they're tightly packed in there, and they have to sleep basically in a sitting formation. It is really tragic. And he said, when it's nighttime, they can't see anything. It's just a black hole. They don't know anything that's out there. And so, yeah, that's the side of the migrants. Very sad, but very interesting and important to know.
Very sad. Tough. They chose to do it, mate. they chose to do it is not our fucking problem. It's not Spain's problem. Well, it's now our problem, but their life and what's gone on has been deliberately made or whatever. You know what I mean? If they hadn't kicked the white people out of Africa in the first place, this wouldn't be happening now. But so he says all of that stuff, and then he keeps dropping this like, oh, it's so sad. He keeps dropping things like, oh, but they do need help. So this is what tells me there's an element. He's being paid. There's something telling me. I don't know who this geezer is. He calls himself Elliot. He just turned up in my feeds last night just before I went to bed. So I was like, I'm ripping this one. Like, yeah, this needs to be talked about. But the cliches, this fucking internationalist cliche of they need help, it's a good thing. Like, there's nothing genuine. And whenever I hear that, I just don't think anybody actually believes that. I don't believe anybody. I don't think anybody thinks it's a good idea. So there's some element, and he's on YouTube. He's got massive scope on YouTube. So what YouTube does is it reaches out, or agents who have got a license to do shit on YouTube through the Cyanime or whatever you want to call it. Yeah. We'll have given him a script, paid him through the Patreon or whatever. Oh yeah. I got good. Thanks to your donos, I can now come to Gran Canaria and tell you about how based all of these. Oh yeah, there are some criminals, but it's not all criminals. We've got some nice niggers here. I'm going to introduce you to the nice niggers, and don't worry, because like, we will eventually get rid of all the nasty ones, but like, what we have to do is teach them and then send them home or whatever. Yeah. All right, mate.
Same time. Obviously, this place is a small little fisherman's village, and so many people, maybe like these guys here playing dominoes, live from fishing and from snorkeling and tourism. But when the migrants come, that takes priority, and the port gets entirely shut down, so maybe it's affecting the economy as well.
While leaving the tiny port town of Restinga, two interesting things happened. One, I discovered a hidden banana greenhouse literally at one of the furthest southern points in the EU where a few migrants were working. In fact, a really nice migrant let me interview him there. I never expected this one. Secondly, while out with
a really nice migrant.
With a new friend I made on the island, we encountered a new bus full of migrants that had just arrived. When we were going to see the bus, people from an NGO did not like what we were filming, so they made the police check our documents, to which our checks came back clean. Obviously, since we were in a public area, we could legally film this. Around 30 new migrants arrived, which was quite a slow day on the island. I just thought it was odd how they don't want us to see what's going on.
We have a greenhouse here, so it's extremely hot and sweaty in here. On the outside, a little bit more dry, but I found a Venezuelan working here who has Canarian roots. I just find it very fascinating because in 1 minute, we're basically in like a jungle environment, right? This is like a jungle. And then boom, we step out and it is volcanica. And he's been telling me, you know, it's nice to work here. And he's got his connections, the family connections, the Spanish passport, etc. This is very typical. Anyways, these are also avocados. So we're mixing the politics with the geography, with the history, and with the culture and the language. Gotta love it.
I was raised on avocados. We had like a number of avocado trees in Rhodesia in our garden. Oh, fucking fresh avocados, lovely. But look at this. My name is Tabunga. My name is Sana Maria. Oh, for fuck's sake. How many years have you been working here? I've been working here for almost 2.5 years. Why did you stay on the island? What about your fellow countrymen? Have they gone to another part of Spain? I arrived in here in 2021. I arrived at La Restinga. I'm going to turn this down a little bit. I arrived at La Restinga on a boat. And we stayed here for a month. And they took us to Tenerife. You have to take each group to a place. I stayed in Tenerife. There I found a lady who introduced me to a Jewish NGO. Yes, an NGO. I stayed there. I stayed a couple of months. They started to sort out some paperwork to request asylum. Asylum so I could stay here. They gave me a permit to work. Is this temporary a job? No, it is a permanent job. You're paying taxes then? Yes, I'm working here. What did you do? Like, what did you like about life? We have to come here to change our lives. And little by little, it is not easy. But little by little, we are trying to do things right. But I would like to get training in electricity. Do you want to be an electrician? Yes. I believe you can do it, dickhead. There are many things that I had in my head. There are two things that I had in my head, sorry. Arrive or die. I had that clear in my mind. Clear, two things. Reach Spain or die at sea. And that's why I was not afraid. In English, we say, you decided your fate. Fuck. This is another thing I've noticed. The white man, you so freely talk down to him like he's a child. You know he's a child on a subconscious level. Otherwise, you wouldn't be saying, oh, in English, we say, you decided your fate. You are a very brave nigger. No, mate, no. You have to always be dominant of the African. As soon as you put him on an equal setting, you're fucked. They don't respect it. For people not to risk it. Is there another way? Easier way? But governments also need to make the visa issue easier. You need to make it easier for people like, for my people to come and take their peace out of your country. No, mate, this is a small island. They got a banana plantation on the island. Why are they employing a nigger instead of a fucking Canary Islander? That's bang out of order. This is racism. This is the definition of racism. You need to fuck off back home, Tabunga. The government also need to make it easier for a visa for the nigger. But it's clear that my immigrants are working here. Your friend, a Venezuelan. I'm glad about that. And I'm glad about that. Honestly, I'm glad to see it. You fucking see. Why would you say that? Why are you glad to see this invader taking a Canary Islander's job? Why are you glad to see it? It doesn't make sense to me. And well, brother, nice to meet you. Thank you for your testimony. Because to show the reality, yeah, shut the fuck up. This guy, he's got to be a Jew. I'm telling you, he's got to be a Jew. You have to talk to immigrants, to police, to people from the island, of course. And many people, they only see the boats. And they judge without knowing anything. They judge because of natural instincts. It's insane. What people carry inside. Yeah, it matters what's on the inside, not the outside. Shut the fuck up, you liberal twat. To live here, you have to accept the reality here. I have to accept it. You have to integrate, and you are integrating. Yes, I am doing well, and thanks to that, I'm living with people who are good people, who have welcomed me well. And that's why it's easier for me to adapt.
What's up, bro? ¿Qué tal? Mucho gusto.
Likewise, nice to meet you, nigga.
You speak Wala.
So one speaks English, French, and then so all of us together, we speak Spanish to communicate. Estamos hablando español para que
nos conozcamos. Spanish so we can get to know each other.
God bless y'all.
Thank you.
Best luck.
Well, ciao.
And thank you for speaking to me.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
My Bible teaches me that you are a beast of the field.
You can take a nigger out of the jungle, but you can't take the jungle out of a nigger.
I ain't mad at you, man. I know.
No, it ain't my fault you're a nigger.
Why do you hate motherfuckers like me?
I don't hate people like you, but I feel like that you are a animal.
Okay.
You're saying that the black man is better than the gay? I thought that the black man was an animal.
Well, they are animals, but according to the Bible, the gays should be put to death. Niggers just should be with their own animals.
Okay.
The thing is you meet a lot of nice migrants. It's true, and they
look... The nice migrant. Look, guy, we're seeing some nice migrants here. They're not all bad. You shouldn't read what we put in the papers about them. Statistics are racist.
Learn Spanish, and it's really impressive because they speak 3 or 4 languages. They're hard workers, etc. They truly are looking for opportunities and a better life. But then when you go to places where, for example, ghettos are formed, southeast of Spain in Almeria, or cities in France or London, who knows, what happens is you get quite a lot of bad eggs in those places that ruin it for all the good immigrants. And when I say bad eggs, they can be really bad eggs. And the thing is in Europe, they can easily get away with a lot of things. And you know, what happens in those ghettos sort of stays in the ghettos. And people from Spain, for example, that live near those ghettos can tell you horror stories for days about it. And then have people that say, no, that's not true, da 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 da. I know immigrants like the ones we just met. Not a black and white situation, a lot of gray in between.
Guys, check this out. This is just insane. The change in vegetation. By the way, it's actually really cold up here. And at the coast, man, I was just toasted in that plantain farm.
Once they get inside the detention center, essentially, then that's off limits. But in the public, we can record. And there's the police registering them, freshly arrived. Alberto says we can record from here. They're like, what's going on? Yeah. Here they come. Yeah. Alberto's gonna talk to them in his Spanish.
Hola, buena, ¿qué tal? No. Observando aquí la llegada, estamos en el lugar público. Borramos tu cara, tranquilo, no pasa nada. Sí, sí, no vas a salir tú públicamente en ningún sitio. Simplemente estamos documentando la llegada de migrantes. Sí, claro, sin problema ninguno. Coño de madre.
Uepa. All right, now they're checking our IDs. Interesting. They're checking our IDs. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we have to give them our documents.
Yes, without problem. Yeah. No problem with that. You need to be documented every time.
We're not here to record the police, not even the migrants' faces. We just want to see what's going on. They just arrived. Some of them might be, well, no, they have to be adults, right? No, the minors wouldn't come here, right?
No. Okay. They don't come here.
These
yeah.
They have to be adults.
Yeah, but only adults. Yeah. They might not. There is no minors that want to be adult. Mm-hmm. Like adults want to be minors for the benefits, but no minors want to be an adult.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, probably they came today and they had injuries. Yeah,
from
probably
sitting down.
Yeah,
from
probably
their legs.
Probably.
This is history. What we're seeing right here.
Gracias, caballero.
Gracias.
Buen día.
That's that. So you got to know your rights. When I came here the other day, they told me if I record this, they can take my camera and.
No, they can't. You are in a public area. You can be free to film or take photo of whatever you want. Like all the adults want to go out.
The adults want to go to Tenerife and then to mainland Europe.
Yeah, because of the law, the minors need to stay here. They are trying to push the law to take the minors to other communities.
Yeah. So I'm on the ferry back to Tenerife, and the ferry is quite nice. Check it out. But through here, we have a handful, a large group of migrants, and we're not allowed to go there. The more I see into it, the more they say, you can't go there, you can't see this, you can't see that, the way they control this. It's just like a systematic thing that is really just, the only way to describe it is just absolutely bizarre.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. A massive line of fresh arrivals from El Hierro. So maybe they're the same ones that I saw yesterday.
As we reach the end of our journey, we realize that no matter where you are on the political spectrum, that this is completely unsustainable. The uncontrolled influx is straining local resources, disrupting small island communities, and exposing the migrants to dangerous and deadly journeys. Meanwhile, we don't...
And the thing is, look, all the truth that you're seeing and hearing, what they're not noticing is if you, let's just take that back a second, yeah? Because who's on the payroll? The people on the payroll, mate, are the royal,
anything about
the so-called national services, the Royal Navy, the fucking RNLI, the Coast Guard, they're all getting paid. Every single man, or like the geezer in the high-vis jacket that you can see on the slightly left hand of the screen, yeah, he's getting paid to facilitate this. There are people who are going to bed this very evening and feeding themselves with money that they've earned from doing this to your nation. There are people who are going to be sleeping comfortably tonight knowing that they're going to wake up tomorrow and facilitate this again. And they're telling you, it's okay, because you're paying me to do it. Well, you're not paying them to do it. The funder for the invasion is paying for them to do it. By the way, if you're in the UK, your taxes, you're still paying for the fucking Falkland War, mate. That's what you're paying off. You're paying off the Falkland War. You haven't even started looking at the Gulf War to start paying taxes. That'll be your fucking great grandkids that'll start paying that interest, mate. And that's just interest.
Fuck the drugs free school from college, yeah?
How's it going? Rights for whites. Hey, buddy. Fuck the drugs preschool from college, yeah? I don't even know what that means. Fuck the drugs preschool from college, yeah? I think that might be an insult to the niggers that just don't get it. They can get confused and actually cringe. They cringe because they're that confused by white power and white humour. And that's not my problem. But thank you very much for the very generous support from Rights for Whites. $5 there. He's like that. Fucking sort Vivian out. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Rights for Whites. You are supporting a white bird in making her life, taking it to the next chapter. Fair play to you, mate. Thank you. But what was I talking about?
That I saw yesterday.
As we reach the end of our journey, we realize that no matter where you are on the political spectrum, that this is completely unsustainable. The uncontrolled influx is straining local resources, disrupting small island communities.
That's being paid for by the Spanish government to facilitate saving these niggers. There's a boat in the background, look. And the English version is the RNLI. So these are the boats that are, these people are earning money, good money as well, to do this to you.
And exposing the migrants to dangerous and deadly journeys. Meanwhile, we don't know anything about the migrants.
See, that boat is now towing these niggers into port. When what that boat should be doing is towing it back to international waters. And telling them to fuck off. And if they come anywhere near, if they keep coming this way, they're going to get shot. That's what will stop them. If the niggers hear about fucking niggers dying on boats, getting shot on boats, because this is war. This is war. I don't care what you say. This is what's that old book? The fucking, this is the not so silent niggers these are the silent weapons of the not so silent war or whatever. Fucking, I don't know. Secret weapons of a silent war? It's not asylum. It's not a silent war. It's an asylum war. Dickheads.
Themselves as they dispose of their documents before arrival. While their waters are overfished, each migrant has supplied hundreds to thousands of dollars to a multi-million dollar human trafficking industry. What would happen if they stayed in their countries with that money? The impact extends beyond the islands. Spain and the broader EU face monumental challenges, from housing and integration to border security and political tensions. Without effective policies that address the root causes, poverty, political instability, and shady financing of NGOs, the cycle will continue. One thing is for certain, Europe needs to wake up.
Well, we have a lot of problems with illegal immigration and also with legal immigration, because we are being subsidized by migrants, and that problem is because big companies, people with a lot of money, prefers to have migrants can pay less salary than us, and also they want to destroy our identity. So both of the problems, the economical problem and also related to our identity. People are not going to be able to fight without identity, and if you put a lot of migrants here in Spain, what you're going to find is they are not natives, and if you don't have nothing, nobody's going to defend Spain. You can put 300 Spanish people in Kenya, in a neighborhood of Kenya. That neighborhood is not going to be Kenya anymore. That's what happened here in Spain. That's what is happening in France for decades, and we don't want Spain become France. The statistics and the figures we have here, what we are going to find is those people commit more crime than native people. It's a fact. Politics don't want to talk about this, but it's a fact. Migrant people commit more crime in the proportion, of course, with Spanish people. And that is causing unsafety in our neighborhoods, also the loss of identity, and the salaries are not increasing. This is very important with the salaries, because if you have 1,000 migrants who accept this working condition, are going to accept it. We have been fighting a lot for our rights, our life condition, and we don't want to come poorer, richer people using the immigration to reduce the salaries of Spanish people. But we don't need migrants. We need better working conditions.
If you found value in this video and you want to support my adventures to make more videos like this, please check the links to my YouTube memberships and Patreon or other ways to donate in the
muted. I do apologize. Like, my mouse keeps fucking vanishing off the screen. I need to do something about this fucking stupidity. Right. Okay. Look. Quite a nigger pill there, but like fucking the thing is, what you need is bright, intelligent, brave or stupid and brave, stupidly brave, bravely stupid, courageous white men who are willing to just not accept the bullshit that's going on. And that's what I've got for you right now. I've got something to brighten up the rest of your day. It's a little bit longer. We're going to do a little bit of overtime today, but what we've got right now is just something That I think is pretty
white. Hey, it's me again. Oh. Hope you're doing good, Rhodesian buddy. We all need to take white nationalism more seriously. It's not a form of entertainment, but a battle.
Yeah, exactly. Who was that? I do apologize. I get lost in the... So where's the... whites for rights. Rights. For whites, yes, yeah. I'm doing all right. I wish I was doing better as a man, or what I should be here to do. But as the clown of the morning, I'm doing okay, mate. I'm doing sound. Thank you very much for your very generous support. Further support of $5. You're helping out. And you're right. It's not a form of entertainment, but a battle. And that's the thing. Those of us who find ourselves doing whatever I'm doing, the ones who are doing it, they know that they're doing it for a good reason. And all power to them. The ones that are doing it solely to try and scrape back that which they were earning from the decency of us, will never get it. They'll never get it. But there definitely needs to be more people showing like how to be a white man. Just how to be a fucking white man would really help. So with you, all of you fathers out there who are not listening because you're working and that, you know what I mean? It's a difficult one. All the decent white men, all the decent white women are busy being white. So this is why you've got the bottom of the barrel. This is why I say I'm an entertainer rather than anything else, because I'm hardly an educator. I'm hardly anything but a clown. And I'm not complaining about it, mate. You do what you can with what you've got, mate. You know what I mean? And I've been a retard most of my life. Anyway, speaking of retards doing crazy shit, this should put a smile on your face, white man. I like this geezer a lot. I like his style. I like the cut of his jib. He reminds me of me when I was his age. But I was taller. So we have an opening scene for those of you who are listening in. And it is the MI6 headquarters, London, United Kingdom prison interview. Classified. Classified. Sorry. MI6 headquarters, London, United Kingdom prisoner interview. Classified.
Oh. Miles.
Welcome, prisoner, to the MI6 interrogation room. My name is Mossad MI6 Miles.
Why'd you lock me up like this? What are you doing?
Excuse me. Shut the f*** up. The time is 5:02 p.m. Prisoner 1488. What's your name?
My name's...
What's that short for? Adolf?
It's not short for anything. It's my full name.
Okay, what we need to do is gather local intelligence regarding the events at Taliban prison. As you know, two former SAS soldiers, British Special Forces, were taken and interrogated by Taliban GDI Special Intelligence for 8 months alongside Mr. Miles Routledge. Now, supposedly you were in prison with him as well. Anyway, we need to get your story regarding what happened in Taliban detention. I need to ask you some questions, Mr. If that is your real name. Now, I understand from local intelligence that you are Polish. Now, the thing is, you may have residence here, but you don't have citizenship. You could be deported and you'll never become a plumber.
I don't know if you've been walking down the street recently. I think I'd rather be back in Poland. You should threaten me to keep me here. You're like, we'll give you a house in England.
Why did you go to Afghanistan with Lord Miles, a very handsome gentleman with loads of hair?
Well, I was just tagging along for an adventure. I thought I'd buy myself a couple rugs. This Miles guy had this crazy idea about some gold mine or something, and
this Miles guy, whoever he is, handsome, devilish fella, he wanted to open a gold mine, and you wanted to go there to open a rug store?
To find rugs to resell on eBay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Fucking retard. Tell us how you got arrested with Lord Miles Routledge.
We were coming back from Jalalabad, and I was due to take a flight back home on that fateful day. However, Miles decided that it'd be a good idea to make a pit stop, withdraw $10,000 from a Western Union. As we were pulling out...
Lord Miles never pulls out.
You know, we're getting all of our stuff packed up and ready, and we're driving along the road, and all of a sudden, Taliban on a bicycle, on a motorbike, on a bicycle. These Taliban pull up on a motorbike. The one in the back has a Kalashnikov, and he's pointing at the car. Guy at the front jumps out. Six of us in a 5-seater car. This guy with a pistol opens the back door, and he tells us, hey, follow the driver. And he's got this loaded gun pointing at us. You know, the Taliban don't... The Taliban like to keep one in the chamber, you know, be ready for any situation. And this guy's pointing this gun at us. We're driving on this bumpy road. We ended up taking us to a compound. They just can't let us out because they have the jurisdiction to arrest us, but not to release us. And we have to wait for the big boss to come.
Big boss.
Now, we spend a couple of fateful hours there from like 10 a.m. till 10 p.m. chilling out with these guys. They give us food. They give us tea. So we wait there for 12 hours. And for some reason, I don't know why, the boss doesn't show up. I think he must be running late on a meeting. That's what we thought back then. The boss can't come today. He's really busy. But he's in Kabul. So if you guys come to Kabul... we'll take you because we're such good guys, and you can be released. By this point, the whole compound is like running around us. It's like a celebration. The Taliban decide to take Miles, put him in a separate truck, and they tell us, we're separating you guys in case one of you runs away. We'll just kill the other ones. Yeah, so we get in the car. It's all nice and fun. The Taliban shine laser pointers at oncoming drivers' eyes because that's what they do. It's a really fun ride. We listen to Taliban music.
Sing it.
Taliban music.
This is very important. We need to know every word. We need to know exactly what this word.
The Taliban music is.
They're taking us. It's like a 2 or 3 hour drive. Yeah. So while we're driving to Kabul, Miles has the idea. Taliban treated us so pleasantly in this compound that he's gonna stop for food. He's gonna pay for everyone's dinner. So we stop at a restaurant. Miles pays to feed 30 Taliban soldiers $200 or whatever, however much it was. So Miles pays for these guys' food because we think, you know, they're treating us so nicely, they're so polite to us. You know, we get back on the road, and about half an hour away from Kabul, they tell us, guys, there's, you know, they stop us, we relieve ourselves, and they say, guys, there's just a little hiccup here that we didn't think of. We didn't think to tell you. On our way to Kabul, we're gonna be driving into our top secret super facility where we house all of our Hyperborean super soldiers and lost US Israeli missile technology the Americans left over. And so we're going to have to put a blindfold on your eyes, tie up our hands, and they put a sack over our heads.
Well, we got a photo from our local intelligence MI6 database. We'll show you on screen now when Miles had the bag over his head. Could you see?
And yes, Miles could see, and Miles could see everything. And he was commenting during his car trip about where he was going. And the Taliban were not very pleased. the secret, super secret compound was not so secret.
Let's interrupt the video for a second because I've got something to show you. Do you see that silly, balding looking man over there? That's actually me, Lord Miles, in Afghanistan, and I'm packaging a bunch of authentic Taliban merch to ship to you guys from my store. If you look at the link in the description, you'll see a bunch of authentic Taliban merch being sold in my store, some new items, green headbands, wall rugs, and a million things in between. My items are so good, guys. So much so that scalpers are buying up my merch because I'm the only place you can get it, and sticking on eBay for four times the price. And you know what? People are buying it. So if you're looking for some authentic Taliban merch just for your collection, just for your autistic needs, link is in the description. It helps me out a ton. It supports my work. Traveling isn't cheap, so I really do appreciate any help, guys. And as a Catholic, guys, as a firm Christian who believes in Christ our Lord, I've also started selling some stuff that will go partly towards charity. I like to do some good deeds. So as you can see right here, I'm also selling the St. Christopher pendant. Now, this is a cool metal coin, it's high quality, and St. Christopher is a patron saint of travel, so when you keep this on you, it keeps you safe, and a part of profit that comes from these pendants will go towards my upcoming charity that's launching in 2026, guys. So you get to support me, and you get to support Catholic Christian values. God bless you all.
We're driving with these bags over our heads. We're obviously a little worried. We stop, we're at the compound, they take us out of the cars, you know, we're still tied up with bags over our heads. I'll say this from my perspective, you know, we're tumbling in. I'm hearing Miles and our friend talking about something. We're led into a building, down a hallway, when all of a sudden, click, the prison door was shut behind us. They rip the bags off our heads. They tell us, boss isn't here today. Boss come tomorrow.
That must be very hard to hear.
So the facility that we are in, it was an old Russian interrogation, I don't want to say room, but collection of rooms. There was one central room that was kind of the interrogation room itself. And there were, I think, four holding cells. And each holding cell was designed to hold one man. But the Taliban, through their ingenious logistical prowess, they were able to fit six men to a room. We had to share a pillow with a guy who was really touchy-feely.
Preschool from college means the trucks are entertainment junkies willing to surrender by dividing. The epic white nationalism for a Jerry Springer show. They are learning kids while we are in college.
Nice, thank you. I appreciate that. I appreciate that. Thank you very much, Rights for Whites. Yeah, preschool. Preschool. They can't even be schooled. Yeah. What's that island that Pinocchio goes to and all the boys turn into fucking donkeys? That's them. Thank you, mate. Thank you for your very generous support of $3 just to clarify what you meant. I get it. Yeah. White. No, they're not even white nationalists. You can't be white nationalist when you're not white.
Massaging them.
So we'll just rewind this a little bit. So this is if you haven't guessed this already, this is Lord Miles's tale of when he was arrested by the Taliban, and they just got to the bit where they'd been spoofed into thinking that they were going to speak to the boss and everything was going to be all right, and they've just been deposited in an ex-Russian interrogation center, and they were just talking about they had to share a pillow, and there was a gay nigger in there. There was a gay mountain nigger in there. Fucking hell. And the thing is, the Taliban are nationalists. So have you noticed the little drop, the little nods? This is on YouTube, and they're talking about Hyperborean warriors. This is Agent 1488. Did you notice that at the beginning? Massive shout out, by the way, I've just got to say to those of you on Odyssey, who are the replay waff, and I've been watching the numbers. There's quite a few people of you on Odyssey. If you want to join in the conversation, and you watch the replay, if you're watching the replay anywhere else, just give us a little slash if you're replay waffing later on after the show's ended. I do. It's nice to see people who are watching the streams. I hope it helps you work away your day. I hope you're at work when you're listening, so it's just in your headphones or whatever. You know what I mean? Anyway, back to The interrogation of Agent 1488, mate.
There's one central room that was kind of the interrogation room itself, and there were, I think, four holding cells, and each holding cell was designed to hold one man. But the Taliban, through their ingenious logistical prowess, they were able to fit six men to a room. We had to share a pillow with a guy who was really touchy-feely with us in a very strange way. He was way too comfortable with touching another man's shoulders and massaging them.
Sounds like some other stuff happened in Taliban prison. We'll get you counselling officially through the Secret Service afterwards.
What happens in Taliban prison mostly stays in Taliban prison.
Local intelligence says that Miles Routledge, in his 4D ingenious mindset, he saw a pen and he was like, okay, I'm going to write on the wall. And of course, he starts writing racial slurs first thing, namely the N-word. And as soon as he started writing on the wall, a 6'6" black boxer came in, an American guy. And as soon as we saw this gentleman, the first black guy we've ever seen in Afghanistan, probably the first black guy to actually be in Afghanistan, suddenly the words seemed rather offensive and they were quickly scribbled out.
You fucking cuck. The first graffiti he does is nigger, which is based as fuck. And then a nigger walks in. That's hilarious. That's hilarious. Chat, I haven't watched this. This is my first time watching this. I'm watching this with you for the first time. So that's hilarious. We've got to rewind that. That's fucking the irony, the definition of the white problem, the definition of the white man's issue, the suicidal mentality. Mind you, from what I can tell, Lord Miles is like fucking 4'2" or something, from what I can tell.
Comfortable with touching another man's shoulders and massaging them.
Sounds like some other stuff happened in Taliban prison. We'll get you counselling officially through the Secret Service afterwards.
What happens in Taliban prison mostly stays in Taliban prison.
Local intelligence says that Miles Routledge, in his 4D ingenious mindset, he saw a pen and he was like, okay, I'm going to write on the wall. And of course, he starts writing racial slurs first thing, namely the N-word. And as soon as he started writing on the wall, a 6'6" black boxer came in, an American guy. And as soon as we saw this gentleman, the first black guy we've ever seen in Afghanistan, probably the first black guy to actually be in Afghanistan, suddenly the words seemed rather offensive and they were quickly scribbled out in a hastily done fashion. Can you confirm this local intelligence? Is this true?
Yes, it's true.
Miles was elsewhere being interrogated. Tell us about this black man.
You know, we are quite thrilled to see him because he is the only Westerner in that holding cell.
You are isolated in Taliban prison. Think a friend has come in.
We've got someone new to talk to, so a new friend. But what he does is, after making the rounds and greeting all of the Afghan prisoners, he comes up to us and we say, "Hey, are you American? You know, we're Europeans. What's going on?" Instead of engaging in friendly small talk, he says to us, "You are my enemy. I wish death upon you." And he tells us if we don't leave him alone, that he will kill us. And so we left him alone. The next time we were interrogated or interviewed by the Taliban, they told us if you
the standard fucking nigger. A fucking angry nigger in prison in fucking Afghanistan. Okay, Miles, I'll let you off. Like, I think that was white survival instincts kicking in. Ooh, he's a bit big. Nigeria is a lovely place to live. Nigger. Oh, Nigeria. He's fucking hilarious.
Starting my enemy, I wish death upon you. And he tells us if we don't leave him alone, that he will kill us. And so we left him alone. The next time we were interrogated or interviewed by the Taliban, they told us, if you start anything with this man, we're going to take you all out back and shoot you. We're going to kill you. If you start a fight with this man, we're going to kill you.
We got told that a member of the GDI at the Taliban intelligence gave you a coded message. What did it mean?
This guy, the only guy who was married in the whole jail, in the whole barrack, he bursts through the door one day and he tells us, 5 women, 5 energy drink, 5 p.m. You? And then he leaves. We would keep asking him, "Hey, what was that about?" And he'd just keep telling us, Hmm? Yes, yes. 5 energy drinks, 5 women, 5 p.m. We never found out what he meant. Maybe he confused us with someone. Maybe someone had a delivery of 5 wives and 5 energy drinks, but it wasn't us. You know, this was a couple days into being in the barrack. They've realized that we're not spies or anything. We're having these pretty grandiose meetings with all the ministers. You know, the conversation kind of divulged into, you know, we're sitting around on the floor on this very nice rug. It's a huge feast in front of us. We're having various dried fruits and saffron tea and meats and anything you can imagine. It was grand. It was beautiful. German sweets that apparently these ministers got from their German friends. I mean, yeah, I think you guys have to check upon your security there. And, you know, we're sitting around eating, and one of the ministers leans in toward me, and he says, you know, the women in your country, they're walking around, they have their arms exposed, you know, their necks, their legs. You know, you see all this every day, so many women. How do you control yourself? And by the time he's finished asking the question, the whole room of maybe 20 ministers is sitting there looking at me. They're very curious about what the answer is going to be. And I recognize, you know, I read the room. I ponder and I say, well, you see here, we're all sitting here. We have this feast before us. And I can choose to sit back and relax. Or I can choose to grab whatever I want and eat it. And all these guys are like, whoa. Looking around like, whoa. Nodding. This is crazy to them. Never occurred to them that if there's a woman on the street, you just can choose not to rape her. And this is it. I think during the same meeting, they ask us, so we've heard a little rumor in Germany and France and Britain that you have these things called sex box, where people go and they have orgies and sex bars. And we have to explain to them that it's not something that we have in Germany and France and Britain. They look a little disappointed to hear that. That perhaps London isn't all that they make it out to be. So I'm being interrogated by the chief of the prison. For some reason, he decides, you know, he has a Makarov pistol, like a Russian Makarov pistol. He puts the magazine into it, and then he hands it to me. And I'm holding a gun in the hand. I'm like, oh, this is like Modern Warfare 3. This is awesome. And I instinctively... obviously, I hold the gun like this, and as soon as I hold it like this, the chief of the prison goes, aha! And I'm confused, I'm like, what? And he's like, I see how you're holding your hand, you've had training. How do you know to hold the gun like that? Americans hold their guns like that. And I have to explain to him, hey, we just don't put the finger on the trigger because we don't want to shoot anybody. And he's like, I know who you are, I know what you're doing. True story, man. The Taliban, to test whether we're really engineers, we tell them we're engineers, we're educated people, we're not doing anything sketchy. To test us, they give us equations to solve, and they've put 5 brackets, you know, it's just random numbers, letters, whatever the hell. They put a bunch of brackets, and then they do times 0. Yeah, it was times by 0. I wrote 0, and he was, he knew I was the real deal, you know? I was a real educated person. You know, we're not showered, because the water's cold. We haven't, you know, we don't really have access to these things very readily. Before anyone came to visit us, they would always make holes in the wall and stick incense to the walls and then close all the windows. So they'd basically hotbox us with incense. They would hotbox us with incense before that. So we always knew when the boss was coming. They would go and go, ooh. I asked, you know, I was tired eating with my hands, and I asked the Taliban for a spoon. So they gave me a spoon, and I'm proud to say that I stole that spoon from the Taliban. But in return, Taliban, I had a beautiful Russian engagement ring on my middle finger. The Taliban stole it from me. I have yet to get it back. It was a heirloom, a family heirloom, and I do not have it anymore.
You were interrogated by the Taliban. How did the first interrogation go?
They bring us into a room. This time, the head of intelligence is there. So it's stuffed with Taliban with guns, you know, looking mean in the black GDI uniforms. To try and intimidate us or impress us or whatever, but, you know, they bring in a gun. They tell us it's a real loaded American M16 rifle. You know, they pass me the gun and I look at it. I've never held a gun in my life. I just think, damn, this thing's kind of small. Pass it along to a friend who looks at it. Ooh, gun. And then he passes it along to Miles. And Miles calls the bluff because of his extensive MI6 and Mossad training. He's able to call the bluff. And he cocks the gun, points it at his head and shoots. And obviously he doesn't fire. And then he points the gun at his captors at the head of foreign intelligence. And he starts firing away. Bang, 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 bang. And all the Taliban look pretty shocked to see it.
What about...
That's based as fuck, mate. I think I'd have done similar. I'd have done similar. That's fucking hilarious. He's like, yeah, you fucking pussy. My mates used to buy tasers in that back in the day, and they'd never test them on each other. I was like, give it here, fucking nothing, grow up. You know what I mean? That's white fucking power, that is. I'm fucking listening to that one again. That's brilliant. Is that there's something good about the Hollywood movies, I guess. this motherfucking gun here. Name that movie.
So there's head and they bring in a gun. They toss a real loaded American M16 rifle. You know, they pass me the gun and I look at it. I've never held a gun in my life. I just think, damn, this thing's kind of small. Pass it along to a friend, you know, looks at it. Ooh, gun. And then he passes it along to Miles, and Miles calls the bluff because of his extensive MI6 and Mossad training. He's able to call the bluff, and he cocks the gun, points it at his head, and shoots. And obviously, he doesn't fire. And then he points the gun at his captors at the head of foreign intelligence, and he starts firing away. Bang, 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 bang. And all the Taliban look pretty shocked to see it.
What about the RPG, though?
Oh, well, right after that happened, once the atmosphere cooled down a little bit, the head of intelligence, he tells us, the Taliban have actually developed a missile with a range of 2,000 miles.
Go on.
The Taliban have intercontinental missiles. And he's telling us how we modified it. It's our own doing. Clearly, the Americans must have left over some crazy UFO technology for the Taliban to be able to build anything out of it. And he nods at a guy, and a guy nods back. He leaves the room. The Taliban, he comes back with an RPG, and he says, look, it's a 2,000-mile rocket. And he tells us, well, yeah, we made it fire 2,000 miles. It can hit a tank from 2,000 miles. We've tested it. I am led to believe that perhaps he meant 2,000 meters.
England is safe for now. Our space is secure.
Head of intelligence, he says to the room, you need to be very careful. This thing is armed and primed. If you apply too much pressure to the end of the warhead, it's going to explode. And he takes the thing, he starts hitting it against a table or a bed frame or whatever. And all the Taliban start panicking and screaming. And he says, aha, I got you. good thing that the Americans left on this.
this is the definition of king piss taker. So if you're not listening, if you're not following along, the Taliban turned up with a fucking RPG head, a dud, yeah, and said, "Oh, this is primed. Whatever you do, don't bang it." And Miles has picked it up and started smashing it. Come on, you fucking dickhead! I did similar as a child with some shotgun cartridges, but I'm a retard. Don't do stuff like that.
Cache of weapons to play with.
What happens next? Where are you guys taken? What happens?
The Taliban decide that we're probably not anyone dangerous. We're probably just a bunch of kids who are trying to do something silly and didn't get proper permits or whatever the reason was that they came up with to justify our arrest. And so they take us to what was essentially a Taliban youth barrack. It was like a Taliban scouts barrack, and it was full of these 15-year-old Taliban recruits, and they were responsible for feeding us and keep making sure that we had enough to drink. Overall, it was quite comfortable there. It was quite nice. We had this fat kid who kept coming back with like PKMs and trying to show us how cool he is because he was reloading them. And one time he broke the gun and it was jammed, and he spent like 2 hours trying to fix it. The same kid, he tried to be the boss and kind of keep us in line. So what he would do is he would carry a pistol to make sure that the pistol was safe during the night. He would sleep on it. He would put it under his pillow. The problem is that when he woke up in the morning, he would often forget about the pistol, and he would leave us alone in the room with a loaded gun. He would leave prisoners, people suspected of being spies, with a loaded gun in a compound of children. One time the boss man caught him and he was reprimanded, and I never saw him again. One time the head of foreign intelligence caught this guy sleeping in the middle of the day, walked in on him, started kicking him, reprimanded him, and I think that guy got kicked out of the Taliban because I never heard of him again. I think he became someone's chai boy or something, equally awful and dreadful.
We heard during enhanced interrogation methods that the Taliban used, they used biological warfare on Lord Mars. Tell us how this happened.
The Taliban actually use chemical and biological warfare, and this is something that needs to be investigated thoroughly. We were getting bored sitting in this, heated, comfortable room, being given chai and saffron tea and three square meals of beans, rice, and bread a day. There was nothing really to keep us entertained. We couldn't leave the room that we were in, but we could go to the bathroom. The bathroom was a dreadful place. If you can imagine, a group of young boys living in a house together, and they cook for themselves, and their diet consists mainly of beans and spices, very spicy spices. The toilet isn't going to look very nice, especially with no one to take care of it. The toilet had sprays of feces all over the walls. It was a dreadful place. The worst bathroom I've ever been in, by far. The worst toilet I've ever been in, by far. There was no running water, there was no soap, no toilet paper, nothing. What really tied the room together was there was these scented Orbi balls in this plastic box that kind of brought an air of freshness to the room. Miles goes to the bathroom, leaving me and our friend alone in the room. And he comes back and he's holding something in his hands. He's cupped and he's looking at it and he's smiling. And
Go on. What did Miles do?
He's very excited about it and smiling and he looks like he's,
we don't have to talk about this on
found camera. A gold nugget. And he picks it up and lo and behold, I immediately recognize what it is. It's a shiny green Orbi. And Miles says, look at what I've found. Look at what I have. And he's so proud of himself. He's got a cool, shiny, smelly thing. We tell him, get the crap out of here. It's disgusting. He protests, and look at it. It's so fun and squishy. And he's playing with it, and it's so fun. And eventually, the adults in the room, we stamp him down, and we force him to get rid of it, and he just buries it under the loose carpet. That should have been it. But Miles, being the smart guy that he is, he wakes up the next day and he tells me, you know what, man, my eye really hurts. And I say, hey, let me have a look at it. I have a look at his eye and it is quite red. And I think, he's probably just slept on it. I tell Miles, hey, don't worry about it. You just slept on your eye. It's nothing serious. Don't worry about it. A couple hours go by later.
Pink eye. He's got pink eye. Don't be touching shit, dirty bastard.
In a day, the eye becomes more and more swollen. It shuts more and more because yellowish pus around it. And turns out that Miles might have infected himself with something. Ever since that fateful day, on every single social media site or any phone or anything that I have him saved on, I have him saved as Shit Eye Miles because Miles put shit in his eye. MI6 really sent their brightest over,
So our understanding is because you were EU citizens, being Polish, you were released and Miles was left there. What was your final communications you had with Miles?
So after spending about 4 days taking care of, fevered, ill Miles, putting eye drops in his eyes, I'm starting to feel really bad for the guy because, he's getting a little stressed out. Maybe he's getting a little depressed. He's missing his bacon cheeseburgers at home and all of his TF2 and all of that stuff. What ends up happening is because of the work of the EU, we actually end up getting released early. And as we're packing our things, I'm telling Miles, hey, don't worry, it's... You're in the hands of the British government. These guys, they have a cool big empire. I'm sure that their bureaucrats and their diplomats are going to be able to solve this. It would only be like a couple of days, maybe a week before you're released. We'll see each other so soon. And as I'm being escorted out of the door, I'm telling you, I'll see you in a couple of days. And he says, yes. And that's the last thing that Miles said to me. And I couldn't sleep at night because of the guilt I felt. So I left this sick guy.
For some reason, Miles believed with local intelligence on the ground that you, Mr. were dead. Why did he think this?
For some reason, our third wheel told Miles I was dead, and he was the only contact Miles had outside of the jail. So Miles thought I was dead for 8 months.
What did you think of Miles' condition? Did you worry about him?
Yes, I worried about him. I mean, like I said, I had survivor's guilt, a very, very serious case of survivor's guilt. And you can imagine, you're leaving a guy, he's not eating, he's sick, and you're leaving him somewhere in some faraway country up to the whims of people who are not accountable to anybody.
We heard you re-established contact with Agent Miles through Discord somehow.
Miles messaged my girlfriend one day saying, I'm so sorry for what happened. Words can't express the guilt I feel and how sorry I am for what happened. And she reads the message out to me. We're celebrating. That Miles is doing fine. When it dawns on me what he's saying, we both think he's gone mad. Well, he's gone retarded from eating beans and rice and bread. But no, it was just a misunderstanding. Everything was fine. Once I learned that Miles was fine, I relaxed. Everything was fine.
What was it like when Miles came back?
Good to have him back. Good to have him doing his thing. Hopefully this doesn't happen again.
Well, do you think you'll go back to Afghanistan one day?
Inshallah, I will return soon.
A huge thank you to everyone for watching the video, and a special thank you to all Ko-fi donors for your financial support. If you would like to support the channel, getting access to the exclusive group chat with Miles and also receiving cool trinkets from Miles Adventures in the mail, then check the link in the description. God bless.
Wow, the timing of that is pretty much spot on. The bald guy looks familiar. I cannot place him. It's Lord Miles. That was Lord Miles. I don't know, did any of you... It didn't seem there was much interaction, so I thought a lot of people had gone. We're in the last 3 minutes of the show, chat. So that leaves just enough time for me to say thank you very much for the $27 raised for Vivian today on... Entropy. So that's from Stormvirgle, Rights for Whites times 3. Thank you very much for your very, very generous support and your quite on point comments. I do appreciate it. Also, thank you very much to Modern Viking on FTJ crew for your very generous support of $5. And thank you very much to the Meme Muff and everything. So this has been the Full Anglo-Saxon Breakfast Show. I've been your mate, Psycho Driller. I was just going to say see you later to Panzer 9, Modern Viking, anybody else? Snail Racer, Stone Rose, anybody else? Chain Reaction, Ethno Nationalist, and everybody on FTJ. Thank you very much to everybody on White Pilled, and that includes... Heavy Gustav and Anonymous Goy. And that's all they said. That's all they wrote for the White Pill crew. And now it's just over to you, the GTV crew. Thank you very much for being here. Thank you very much for taking the time out of your important evening or day to listen in on this. Remember, you can always find an audio podcast of this if you don't want to be streaming the whole live stream replay on lfgcrew.org. Links are in the description. The replay will be up sometime soon on GTV. It will be up sometime soon on Odyssey. It should be pretty much instant on White Pilled, and it will take a while for it to process on FTJ. So thank you very much to everybody in the GTV crew, and that includes, oh, that's a new one, Bosco Guns 88, mate, see you later, more Amon, Xenix, Mr. Foss, Sherman Dozer, Dab Yim, see you later also to Aussie Hope, Evil Nuclear Dad, Bear Waff, and Just Ignore Me, Homeschool Jedi, Prophet 88, mate, see you later Sir Sleep No More, see you later Sir Pepe, see you later Good Lady Vivian, and last but by no means least, see you later Anonymous 88, mate. This has been the Full Anglo-Saxon Breakfast Show. I've been your mate Psycho Driller. Latest chat.
What's the deal? Is a total lack of respect for the law.